Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, wow. What a way to kick us. So
all matters of a heart Wednesday Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True, and that was the sweet sounds of, woo, ABS, I'll be sure. I know he's seen an increase in music sales last week in regards to Valentine's Day, and he should see increases every day because, you know what, love should be spread every day, right? And that's what we're going to talk about today, you know, along with other topics. But, of course, the subject matter is, hey, I sound like Dean now saying, hey, the importance. Valentine's Day is over, but creating, developing, and maintaining positive friendships and love relationships is important today, tomorrow, Saturday, next month, as it was on Valentine's Day. That's a big and ultimate special day, but it's Valentine's Day, the holiday as it is, it's gone and passed. So what do we do to maintain the relationships that we have, the friendships, the romantic relationships, in singles, singles and couples, how do we do? Just keep the love alive on a daily basis. So let's talk about that. You know, and I was talking with Dean before show this morning, and I mentioned to him that I sent an article where the day after Valentine's Day was a big day in divorces, where a lot of people, and the reason why they said, because a lot of people make their decision right then and there that, hey, time for me to really start a new life and a new love and new everything. So that was me being this romantic. I know people break up or break up like right before Valentine's Day, or people lay low. But I did not realize that divorces were a major deal on the day after Valentine's Day. I know there had been an attorney who had been giving away free divorces for Valentine's Day. He had people to enter a contest, and he was giving away like free divorces so people can have a new lease on life for Valentine's Day. So that was something, right? You know, I can't wait till I tell you all, hey, I'm legally divorced, I'm free at last. You know, and I'm talking about like the Free at Last B.B. King song, free at last. But hey, Dean's online with us, so let's holler at him. Like I said before, talk to him a little bit before showtime. And today is February 20th, Wednesday, and don't want to go any farther without welcoming back Robin Roberts, Mississippi native. She's from the coastal area of Mississippi. I'm in Jackson, Mississippi. She's from Pass Christian, Mississippi, and so welcome her back to her GMA family this morning, because she will be live and in effect this morning on GMA. But Dean is online with us. We had a blessed and good time with him on Monday. And thank you again, Deb Shepherd, for calling in. And thank you, Belinda Bostic, for always being amazing whenever you come on the show and when I'm networking with you. Apologies again to last Wednesday. I was experiencing tech difficulties and was unable to broadcast. And Belinda was unable to, so meaning we missed out on Belinda. And those of you that attended her webinar, I hope you had a blast of a good time. So hopefully she will come on the show next week so we can hear what's going on. I know they have a big training event coming up next month in Las Vegas. But, hey, call in, too, because we would love to hear from you. But if today is your birthday, February 20th, I wish you a very, very happy, happy, happy birthday. You know, Dean, we didn't talk about Dean's birthday, but his birthday was on January 31st. So he tells us a lot about his sign and the reason why he is the way he is. But Dean shared a lot of information with us on Monday, but he is also working on more projects. And so I won't spill the beans, but I know he will in the very near future. But this morning we're talking matters of the heart, and you can call in and talk about any and all topics. But the topic is, hey, Valentine's Day is gone and passed, but, hey, we're still here. We're still beings. We still need love. We still need to share love. So what can we do to maintain that? And Dean and I talked about some interesting ways to deal with that in private conversations, so we're going to talk about it now with the listeners of the show. So a big shout-out to Ebony Empress. Dean said he called in and participated in her show. I definitely promoted and shared it with everyone. I intended to call in on yesterday, but I didn't get a chance. My eye has been a busy, busy body, and when it was time for me, when I thought I could call in, it was really like 15 minutes left, so I know it was not enough time for me to say what I need to say, but Dean said he did participate in the Ebony Empress show. So much love to the UK world, love the UK listeners, and also my friends all over the world in Australia. And the Purple Peeps, those of us that are Prince fans and supporters, on yesterday, Catherine Glover, a friend of mine in the Prince protege, she announced that a Prince fan took his life this past weekend. And so his name was Alan, extra lovable mole. Some of you might be Facebook friends with him. And so and his mother wrote a nice note on his Facebook page to those of us in the like Prince fan supporter community. And thank you, Mom, for sharing with us the beautiful words and appreciation. And also Jill Jones, another Prince protege, she shared that another Prince fan lost a child on yesterday also. So, you know, it saddened us to hear sad news, period. And then just wanted to acknowledge that because we are a loving community of fans and those of us that love music, period. But that if you're members of the different Prince Facebook pages and so on, then you definitely know what I'm talking about. But, you know, I did not know Mindy had killed her dog until I was watching The View on yesterday. And then I seen some articles from E and some other others. I did not know she had killed her dog until I heard it on The View. Man, so they all could be together. That is deep. Well, let's holler at Dean. And first of all, I'm going to play a PSA, and then let's have some fun talking about matters of the heart, one of my favorite topics. Dating, sex, love, romance, marriage, and all that good stuff.
This is Janice Noland with the American Lung Association. I am Assistant Vice President for National Policy and Advocacy, and I'm here to talk about our report, State of the Air. In State of the Air, we look at the impacts of two of the most widespread air pollutants in the country, ozone and particle pollution. Ozone is a molecule of three oxygen atoms. It's the most widespread air pollutant that there is in the nation. Ozone isn't emitted directly, but it comes when we burn fossil fuels and produce things like volatile organic compounds and nitrogen oxides. Both of those, when they get into the atmosphere and in the presence of sunlight and heat, react chemically in the atmosphere to create ozone. So ozone often shows up at its highest place, far away from where the raw ingredients are made. Ozone irritates your lungs, leaving them with something like a bad sunburn. It can cause health problems the day you breathe it in, or even days afterwards. Particle pollution is a different chemical altogether. In fact, particle pollution is a mixture of mixtures. It is a noxious mix of microscopic bits of soot and ash, exhaust, chemicals, metals, and aerosols. Particles are the most dangerous and deadly of the outdoor air pollutants that are widespread in America. Particles that we're looking at are so tiny they're impossible to see. We compare them to the diameter of a human hair. The diameter of a human hair is 70 microns. The particles we're talking about are no bigger than 1/7 the diameter of your hair, and the smallest ones we're looking at are actually no bigger than 1/30 the diameter of the human hair. Particle levels can spike dangerously for hours to weeks on end, or reach high levels day in and day out for most of the year. We look at these in both ways because the impacts, either for high spikes or for lower levels at day in and day out, can be very deadly. The science is clear. Particle pollution can kill. Breathing it can lead to heart attacks, asthma attacks, and strokes, and it can affect how your children's lungs grow and develop. Particle pollution may be even more deadly than we previously thought. Recently, California experts tripled their estimate of the number of people that particle pollution kills each year in California. And that number is roughly 18,000, the equivalent of a small city.
Wow. Whenever I hear that PSA, it really gets to me. Wow, I almost said PMS. But PSA, it really gets to me because that is a serious stat. For real. So, what's up, Dean?
I'm saying,
Lance,
can you guys hear me?
Mr. Russell?
Can y'all hear me?
Yes. You're on. Mute is, you're off mute.
Okay, cool. I was waiting
can you
for
hear me?
Unmute.
Are you unmute? Okay, good. So,
I'm not surprised at that PSA because a lot of people have gotten asthma now because all the pollutants and stuff like that. Now, you know, in a lot of cities, people are complaining about their children having asthma. You know, and that's because of like the more and more toxic our air is getting now. You know, and we see climate change happening and everything else. You know. And I do believe that we are affecting not only the atmosphere, but we are affecting our quality of life as well by putting these things in our food. You all right?
Yeah, when you said that,
I'll be sure we're still playing. I know what's going on.
I had a Dean moment, huh? But no, when you said that, that is the truth. It's something going on with our food. Something definitely going on with our food system. Because like a couple of weeks ago, I was reading an article where I thought veggies and green vegetables were good for you. And there's like something negative in the news recently regarding eating green leafy vegetables. And
It's the ground that you grow it in now. That's what you got to think about, the toxic doesn't come from the plant, but it comes from the ground that you planted. And just say you have some organic food that you want to grow, but it depends where you're growing it at now, because if that ground is toxic, no matter how good that plant food is, if you're growing it in that toxic ground, guess what? You know, your food's still going to be toxic, full of chemicals and all that.
Okay, that's a good point, because some of my friends who are vegetarians, strict vegetarians, when talking about this subject matter, asking should you buy organic food or not, most of them do admit, just what you said, what's important is not if your vegetables are organic or not, is that you clean and wash your vegetables properly.
No, I would go further than I would say, where is it being grown at? You know,
that's important too, because
because you can wash it, but if it was grown, the damage is on the inside of what you're eating. It's on the inside of the cell.
Exactly.
You know, so I would say, just like, for example, when you're eating at people's house, you know, it's not the food that's messed up. It's who cooked it. And you're like, wait, I don't eat everybody cooking. Coming up, you know, your parents say you don't eat everybody cooking now. You know, but it's tennis salad.
I don't eat everybody's cooking either. I don't eat everybody's cooking, so sometimes if I offer people, I'm like not offended because I don't eat everybody's cooking, you know.
Hey, they'd be like, "Where'd you cook? I got some Muslim friends, and if you cooking food, right? And just like you say, you had a barbecue grill, you use barbecue hot dogs or steaks or whatever, and then you're doing some goat and all the other stuff. They like, wait, what did you cook that on? If it got some juice in it, I don't want no pork juice on my food. So people are particular, you know, about the, you know, and I'm saying, you know, and that's important now because, like, now, like, I go back to, it's not what you eating, it's where it was at. You know, it's like when you meet a new person in your life, you don't care that they fine, anything look fine, but you want to know their history. You want to, like, hey, how many people, talk about matters of the heart, how much mileage you got? I got questions. I'm just, you know, you go like, you know, is it over double digits? I'm just saying, is it triple digits? You want to know where it came from. I'm just saying, you know, so.
Does that stop you from test driving, though?
Well, no, I just like when you deal with certain foods, you gotta put gloves on your hand. I'm just saying.
But when it comes to mileage,
you
still doesn't stop you from test driving.
See, they got a lot of mileage. You get in the car with your protective gear on. I'm just saying.
So, if you know what to look out for.
Hey, if we got a lot of mileage, make sure you have your protective gear on. And if they get offended, they just get offended. You've been knowing me for whatever, and you still driving with protective gear on? I'm like, hey, you know your number's high. You know your number high. I'm just saying, it's not about me. It's about you right now. So I'm saying, this is a matter of my heart now. I'm trying to live. I'm just saying. And then
I'm sounding like you. I'm always saying, hey, hey. Now, I say hey anyway, but I'm saying it just like you.
I'm catching myself. I did not make up that word, y'all. Full disclosure. Don't be coming suing me saying y'all made it up. I did not make that word up. I'm just saying, full disclosure.
But it's the way you say it.
That's what's up. But you know what, though? I'm looking at this Valentine's Day thing, and you're talking about matters of the heart. I'm not surprised that a lot of people break up on Valentine's Day because, keep it real, like, we talking about matters of the heart, right?
Some people start laying low before Valentine's Day. Some people, like, maybe a week before Valentine's Day or 2 weeks, all of a sudden they start laying low. My point was that,
you know, people break up on Valentine's Day because, you know, you fall back in love with yourself again because you've been putting yourself in a back burner in these relationships and stuff like that. But then when Valentine's Day come, you fall back in love with yourself again. You're like, you know what? I don't like being talked to like that. I don't like being, you know, second place. I don't like, you know, and you choose you on Valentine's Day and you say, you know what? I'm breaking
up. Exactly.
You know, so I could get that. Okay,
so that's one reason for what I had mentioned to you and to the listeners about the increase in divorces the next day. Some people put their foot down, like enough is enough.
Yeah, you fall back in love with yourself because when the last time, you know, people said, I'm in love with me. You know, you say you're in love with people, you're in love with food, you're in love with places. But
have you been reading my Facebook? Have you been reading my Facebook post this morning?
I still got my when I called you, I still had my Honey Nut Cheerios with me. I just got up a while ago.
You didn't hear my message because I called you 11:30 your time, 1:30 my time.
Right.
I left a message for you because I didn't see where
you had
called
me. Show, and I woke up. And I like, you know, it's like about three something, and right now it's going on like I don't know what it is where you guys are at. And I was like, her show about to come on, and they talking about after Valentine's Day, and you know, so much happened after Valentine's Day, like you know, like you talk about people who break up and have divorces. Skokie, Illinois, and you probably hear about this all over the web this morning or yesterday or whatever. Women, y'all, you know, for y'all that's listening, women don't forget jack. They hold stuff. They make you think they forgot about it. They're not mad no more. Make you think that they forgave you, but then they bring it up. In Skokie, Illinois, this 50-something-year-old woman had a 47-year-old boyfriend, whatever. And they had dinner on Valentine's Day, you know, had sex, everything was good. And when he went in for the goodnight kiss, she bit his tongue off and was sitting on the ground. And
Why did she do that? Because
she was probably mad and holding stuff, you know, that he did or whatever, you know. And he thought everything was cool and whatnot, so he went in for the kiss. And after the, you know, they spent a good Valentine's Day together, and she bit his tongue off. Now talk about, you know, fellas, you know, that's a water sign. You know, these women hold stuff, y'all. I mean, you think they forgot about it, and then they gonna bring it up again 10 years later. I'm like, you been holding that for 10 years? You remember when you didn't open the door for me when you first met me in the car? I knew you was no good then. You're like, what?
Some of you guys have good memories too.
That for the females because that was in the news. I mean, you know, you know, you're already on cut off a dude. Lorena Bobbitt years ago cut a dude dick off because he was cheating on her, and now in 2013, a female biting her man tongue off. I mean, why y'all gotta go after the body parts? I got questions. What's going on with that? Would you go after the body part or would you walk out the door? I'm just saying.
I wouldn't try to devour no one's body part, you know, unless we're doing something we have to use our safe word.
Martin Luther King month just went by his birthday, y'all. Nonviolence. Come on.
Yeah, I wouldn't do anything violent like that. I mean, you know, the only things that I would do, this wild.
See, just imagine, you know, just tell me if I'm
not
bleeding, don't bite my tongue off. If I'm not giving you no good head, tell me. Don't bite my tongue off after it's over. You said, you know what? I'm going to make sure you never give nobody
but
no good head.
But you know what? You know what? You got your crazy story. I got a crazy story. There's this cat that has this vlog. I have to send that vlog to you. There's this guy that has his YouTube vlog. His name is Tatted Up something. And he shared this story about, you probably know this porn stars. Star name, last name, I didn't mean it that way.
Yeah, you probably know these things.
These porn stars, they weren't making a film. They were on their own private time, but they were having a menage a trois. This one porn star name is, her last name is Hunter, but it's not Heather Hunter, because I know she's retired, but her name's something else, like Adrian Hunter or something like that. You know, a porn star with that, a name like that. Her last name was Hunter.
I probably can look her up online.
Yeah,
I know Heather Hunter, you know, double H, but
it's another porn star that's current now. And so she was on a menage a trois, and these people had it out. It was in the middle of a menage a trois, and something about fighting over giving head, and one person shanked another person, doing a menage a trois.
Wow.
This is like on Valentine's Day.
So
they got mad about, because when you mentioned that, you made me think about that. They were fussing about who's gonna give head next, and I guess the one person was fussing over it. I thought it was menage a trois with one female and two guys, but I think it's two girls and a guy. And the woman and one of the females got really mad. Yeah,
that's
really crazy. Really got mad and shanked the brother.
Wow.
They were fighting over giving head.
Check this out. Now listen, why they said a menage. I don't know if it's the same one. A menage a trois went horribly wrong when one friend stabbed the other one after refusing to switch. You know,
Can Google it, because I can't Google it because my internet is offline. If you can Google it, then it probably will come up where you can share the story.
I'm trying to find the right one. What's the name again? You said, because this might be the one. Ashley Hunter. They got a picture of Ashley Hunter. Ashley Hunter left has been charged with aggravated assault after he allegedly stabbed Orlando DeWitt Wright. I don't know if this is the same one. Ashley Hunter, 33, has been charged with a felony assault for allegedly stabbing Orlando DeWitt, 37, in the arm during the encounter. Hunter, who met DeWitt in prison, invited three women over to his home in the 700 block of the 4th Street North Trafalgar on Friday night. The group included DeWitt, then went drinking at the Windbreak Bar on 32nd Avenue South. After they returned home, Hunter joined DeWitt and one of the women in a sexual act. When Hunter asked DeWitt to switch, he's like, come on, yo, come on. He refused, and the two men began arguing. Oh, you ain't going to switch, dog? Hunter then reached into the couch and pulled out what DeWitt described to officers as a butcher knife. 12 inches long and width. The woman grabbed her clothes and ran into the bathroom. Y'all figure that out. Hunter began banging on the door, telling him to get out of the house. at one point forcing the door open and splintering the wood. DeWitt told police he decided to run for the front door, and as he did so, he said he felt the knife cut his arm. As he fled the house, he grabbed the woman's phone from the table and used it to call 911. I'm almost done. While in alley, he could hear Hunter yelling that he was going to kill him. I can't. And that he said, yo, you can get your clothes off the porch. Come get your clothes off the porch. Come on. Clean it.
Uh-huh.
Court documents say police recovered a knife fitting DeWitt's description from draining board in the home. They also found bloodstains leading from the front door of the house to the alley. Hunter was taken into custody Friday. He was charged Monday with Class C felony charge of aggravated assault. Hunter was booked into the Cass County Jail in lieu of $5,000 bail. He remains locked up in advance of a March 13th court appearance, probably because he ain't got a $5,000 bail, you know. But
wow.
You know, all because he wouldn't quit. I mean, that must have been
exactly.
A kitty cat. I mean, you know, he's like, all right, my turn. Yo, hit him with back. Yo, my turn. Switch, dog. No, get the other girl over there. Man, I want that. Switch. Yeah, got switch. He's like, I can't.
They put a bunch of knives out.
I'll be right back. I'm going into the kitchen. Make me a sandwich, too. No, I got something for you. You come back with a knife and chase dude out the front door and cutting his arm.
Hand it in the couch like he knew something was going to happen.
Wow, that was like, well, you know, he probably like, you know what, just in case this Negro don't switch, I'm going to help him out a little bit because I bought some prime, good, back to the crib. I mean, when you go out and bring some of the females out, you just know it's going to be good. You know your boy ain't going to switch. So, you know, hey, I mean, hey, he ain't going to slap on the butt and say, hey, no homo.
So,
you got to move. Time to switch.
So I don't know.
I've been in a situation like that wherein it was time to switch and, you know, your girl ain't want to switch. Y'all running the train on a dude.
To me?
I'm just saying, you know, hey.
I ain't going that route. Not yet.
When it's time to switch, that's important.
I can imagine, though. I can feel that, though, because, you know, being a person that do watch the films and do know that people do that.
That's why I'm more polyamorous person.
That's why I'm more polyamorous.
More people
going to
watch their movies.
You know, the
two
guys that focus on me, and I ain't switching with nobody because I had the two guys that focus on me.
You could have been the one they was fighting over. I'm just saying. When you throw that move,
oh,
on
yeah,
them,
they
like,
got distracted.
See, y'all been using those Kegel muscles and working out. And you'd be like, he'd be like, I don't want to switch. He's like, no, come on, my turn.
I thought you were talking to the listeners at first. I was like, he ain't asking me that question. I'm a freak, but you know, it's different freaks, so freaks, different freak levels. So I hadn't gone that route.
Talk to your listeners.
I hadn't gone on the route level of switching with people.
Have you ever had a knife as well? Have it ever been you and two other people? I'm just saying.
I would like to go on the. I used to think growing up that when I became an adult, that I used to love, you know, Prince and Andre Simone. So I used to think, okay, when I turn to become an adult, Prince and Andre Simone would be perfect.
You've been hanging around with people in an industry that they do that kind of that stuff all the time.
I have friends that I know live that lifestyle too, but I just have never dwelt into it. And then, you know, you and I don't want to talk about another like sad story, but you know, you and I have talked about when I was date raped, and so when I was date raped, I was date raped by two guys. So to be honest,
right.
I would love to have a nice menage a trois to replace that bad memory of two guys date raping me. Yeah,
right.
I would love to have a menage. To be honest, I would love to have a nice menage a trois to replace that bad memory.
See, well, that's the thing right now. You know, So I wouldn't be no good as a therapist because I'd be like, come on, have a seat. You know, you said you want to replace that memory. We're going to regress right now to what age that you were at that time, okay? And we're going to bring two gentlemen in here, and we're going to give you a good memory. We have a king-size bed here. That's a Tempur-Pedic. Shout out to Tempur-Pedic. I mean, you know, we've been working it out. I'm saying, but that's the reality right now, you know, that you know, these lifestyles now that people, you know, people are not doing the traditional whatever, you know, sometimes you want another person in the room with you, you know, because you got exhibitionists now. You like people to watch you do what you do, you know, and that's not odd. Like, you know, have you been in situations before, not that you've done it, but have you witnessed it with your eyes, people done it? Like you said, you go to a party or go somewhere, and you said, no, I'm not going to get down with that. So what,
he's talking to the listeners. He's not just talking to me. He's talking to you all, feel free to call in.
I'm talking
and
to y'all.
There are hosts here on blogtalkradio.com that host some really hot shows.
And let me put this out
there,
you know.
If the host of Booty Call is listening, that airs on Friday night, please call in. Because there's a show that comes on here on Blog Talk Radio, and it's kind of like Booty Call. And he
booty
really
call.
Goes in depth.
Don't you
yeah,
like
he goes in depth.
Booty call.
Yeah, well, he goes in depth and talks. His subject matter is black love, but he goes like all in hardcore regarding conversations regarding sex and romance. And so I know he would have a lot to say, input. And also ladies call in.
Yeah, you know, because like switching, like, you know, would y'all get, you know, because I would think that women that are in swinger situations, they would get jealous, you know, like, you know.
You know what? It's kind of weird we're talking about that now, because I was going to mention to you that to talk about that topic in a couple weeks, exclusive relationships versus open relationships.
Because on Valentine's Day, you agreed for that one time to bring somebody else in and said, we're not going to never do it again. But we're just going to just do this for your Valentine's Day gift. I'm going to bring one more person in the room. And you be like, Hercules, you know, and hey, and you get in there, you see another woman, and boom. What if she throws it on you better than your girl? I mean, that's the danger. We talk about minds and the heart. You know, people fall in love when you get some good kitty cat. And all of a sudden, you know,
throw that D.
Throw some D's on it. I'm just saying. Now, I mean, if you do that, and if y'all listen to this call right now, if y'all decide that y'all going to give that to somebody as a gift, it's my advice to make sure that person is in another state or another country, and it happens one time. Like you would fly to the London or fly to the Bahamas or somewhere where you're gonna hook up with somebody like that, and that way they would have to go out their way to see that person again, because if they throw it on them and it's better than you, it's gonna be a problem, you know, if they live down the street or in the same city. But if they live way over in Germany or UK or Bahamas or somewhere, you know, and they have that itch, they're going to be like, they got to settle for Skype or some phone something, because, hey, you know. But just be safe. Y'all got to think about this, the damage control, because if you bring somebody else in your bedroom, and we talking about matters of the heart, y'all, you know, that's listening, like, when you bring somebody else in the bedroom, you playing Russian roulette with your heart, because if they throw it better than you, it could be a problem, you know. So y'all should call in, you know, and talk to about that. You know,
talking to you, because that's your subject matter that you're bringing up.
Y'all, I'm just saying.
That's your topic.
I
shared that dream with you, that with the audience that I shared with you.
Right.
It was not a full fledged menage a trois, but it was like a two part menage a trois.
Wow.
I shared Reliance that years ago, and I shared this with my mother, and I shared this with my sister and a former lover of mine, and with one of my friends on Twitter, too. But you know what? I had another dream, too, about another celebrity couple. One night, Lance and I was talking about dreams that we had of, like, celebrity people that we know or don't know. And so I dreamt one night that I was at Prince House in well, when he was living in, when he had 3121, I guess he might still have that estate. I'm not sure. But when he was living, what is it, Mulholland? Is that the you all's famous street over there in Beverly Hills? Is that Mulholland?
This is your story.
That's your city. That's your city. But wherever the 3121 residence was located, and like Mulholland area.
I thought you were going to say Texas, because you know how you were about Texas. You know, me and Prince was
yeah,
in Texas.
But you know, I am. I only been at L.A. once, but this is a Prince dream, I guess. You all show me love, and I love it, California. But I was at Prince place.
Wow.
And you would think I would have dreamt I was at Paisley Park. But
I thought you would have been
but,
at Texas, but go ahead.
But
in Prince
but
was at Texas.
I guess I'm in one of the bedrooms, maybe the satisfied room. And I was asleep.
Right.
It was just a friendly napping and sleeping. And I felt something crawling up the blanket going up between my legs and just devouring me, and I didn't know who it was, to be honest, because I didn't realize who house I was at when I was dreaming. And so then when I did realize I was at Prince's house, I was like, wow. You know, and then when the person bought the hand from behind the cover, now this is a dream, you all. And when the person bopped their head from under the cover, the person falls under the blanket and then popped their head out at you, the person was Jada Pinkett Smith. But I was at Prince's house, and I thought it was Prince. I didn't know who it was. And then when the person devoured me and then crawled up the blanket and came up to look at me, it was Jada Pinkett. And it was Jacob Pinkett Smith. And then, but Prince did walk into the room. And he stood in the shadows, and then Jayla left out, and then Prince commenced to doing what Prince does.
Wow! Now, what does Prince does for your listeners that don't know? I'm just
he did what he sings about.
but you know, these are new listeners.
So
they might not be Prince fans.
What
did he do?
Jayla was the opening act, and then Prince
was
the encore performance.
Wow! That's what's up right there, y'all. I'm just saying, you know, so call in. What are some of y'all fantasies? 714-409-0643.
That was a dream.
What are some of y'all fantasies? Some dream lovers situations, you know? Who would you rather be on Valentine's Day? What two people would you rather be with on that day? And what would they be doing?
And mind you, I'm heterosexual. I've never had a woman. Yeah, that was my dream. But mind you, a woman has never. I'm a real life freak too.
Even though you're heterosexual in real life, in your dream, your dream you, she be doing some things.
In real life, another woman has never devoured me, and in real life, I have never devoured another woman.
She got to put that disclaimer in quick, y'all. Say, well, hey now. Ain't no woman. You know.
So I was like, I was like you. What really is going on?
I know, you know, I'm heterosexual, y'all. I would be pissed if I had a dream like that. I would be questioning myself all day.
But it was Jada Pinkett Smith, It was Jada Pinkett Smith, so I couldn't be mad at that one.
I'm just saying, if I was like in the bed, and I'm just say for example, I'm at Angela Bassett house. I love me some Angela Bassett. And all of a sudden, I'm just looking around. And I'm just like, I'm getting some head up under the blanket. I just noticed Angela Bassett. I said, you better work, girl. What? Oh, you got me going.
Was that a dream?
Three times. If I had a dream like you did, this is a hypothetical. If I had a dream like you did, and I was at Angela Bassett house in the dream, and then some dude came up from under the cover, you know, I don't care if Angela Bassett was in the room or not. I would have woke up mad as hell. I would have had to take a bath in the shower. I'd be crying.
Yeah.
On my knees in the shower.
I think it's kind of different for a straight guy. Yeah, because
yeah,
it shocked me. But then I was like, Jada Pinkett Smith. Well, you know, if it had to be anybody, I don't mind it being Jada.
That's the difference between women. See, women can have situations like that. Y'all can kiss a girl and it don't be no big thing. But with dudes, we uptight about that. That we like, hey now, it ain't going. Yeah, no. It ain't going down. This is not Pulp Fiction or whatever you call it. This is not whatever going down. I'm just saying.
Because you all don't care who it is. Brother, don't you?
hey, it's going to be a problem. I mean, you know, it's going to be a hate crime up in this. It's going down. I'm saying 714-409-0614, y'all. Just call
it's
in.
So
I mean, talk about it. I mean, what would you do? I'm just saying.
I had another dream about a celebrity couple, but this was an innocent dream, I believe. But I just don't know what happened beforehand, because the dream started with me laying on the bed. I was in New York City. Well, you know, I had one dream, I believe. Well, I had a couple of dreams in New York City, because, you know, one dream I told you, I believe I was a top time mop, but I don't know, it was a dark image, so I don't know if it was him or not, but it, in a way it seemed like that was one of Zane's books, you know?
Wow.
In a way, that dream seemed like one of Zane's books that it came to life. I had a dream that I was laying on a bed on my stomach with my legs up, just innocent up. You know how people lay on their stomach. And
let me take a drink, but go ahead.
Okay. And Jay-Z was, this was before they had the baby. This was like a little after I had the Prince dream. This was like four years ago. And Jay-Z was sitting on the side of the bed. And then Beyonce, but I didn't realize it was Beyonce came to the door. And so I, for the longest, tried to figure out what was going on in that dream. It might have been innocent, or did something just happen? Or was something getting ready to happen? Or
I hate that part where you wake up right before it get good.
Yeah,
I hate that.
I mean, I woke up when it looked like, you know, Jay-Z, I'm on the bed, Jay-Z sitting on the bed, and then Beyonce comes to the bedroom door.
Wow.
So I don't know. I'm assuming it was innocent, but I don't know what happened before.
I'm
going to
let you assume that, but in my dream, it ain't going to be that innocent. In my dream, I'm going to have y'all doing some things. I'm just saying. I'll be like, hey, it was a culture shock right now. I'm just trying to told you. It's going to be a moment.
That was like one of those, the pictures a thousand words, you know, pictures a thousand words moment.
That right there. That's the thing, like, you could be a total different person in your dream, you know, personality-wise. Like you say you inhibit it and say, I would never do that. But in your dream, you know, you swinging on a pole and, you know, you butt-naked, people throwing money at you, you know, and you like, what the, you know, and you would never do that, you know. But in your dream, that's the alter ego. Like all these singers now, they got alter egos. Like Beyonce got Sasha Fierce, you know.
Yeah.
And you give names to your other personalities and so. Have you found it like you got other personalities, like to be bold, like to, you know, when I'm on a radio or when I'm doing something else, you go into another personality, and when you're in front of other people, you shy, you whatever. But when you're in front of other people, you just all out there and you yourself, you know. And if so, did you give a name to it? Because other people gave a name to the other personality.
Exactly. Because, you know, my real name is Bethany Williams, but I'm Miss Beth Nelson. That's a name that people call me because I was a little girl because of my love and me knowing Prince music. And Beth is because I love Kiss, the rock band. I'm Bethany, but Beth, when I've always loved Kiss. And just like Prince named his star, Kiss needed to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So I just, you know, like people used to call me that as a little girl. So I kept the name as a stage name, a pen name, you know, all that good stuff. And
what's that young lady who sang My God? Nothing you can do or say with my God. We got a petition trying to get her into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, good.
After all
okay.
But go ahead.
She's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You would think that song.
This guy wrote a book about her. We were in a conversation the other day on the radio, and he wrote a book about her. I know I'm gonna mess her name up. So some of y'all that listen, I can call in and say what her name was. But she wrote the song "Nothing You Can Do" or say it was my guy. And they were trying to get her put on a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because they were putting all the guys in there from back then. But they weren't putting the women who.
And they put the girl groups and the guy groups in, but it's very seldom you see the solo females.
Yeah,
so that's good.
But that song was a changer. You know who doesn't know that? You know, even if you're not from that era, you hear that song. Nothing you can do with my God. You remember that theme or whatever. You know, and so you know they got a petition going on around saying, you know, the guy that wrote a book about her. and stuff like that. He's going to do a book about, you know, Rick James and all them next or whatever. But, you know, he says, isn't it amazing that she's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? People that you think is already there, you find out that they are not there because she was a woman. You know, and stuff like that. You know, and probably some politics, too, because, you know, when she left Berry Gordy and them and went on to do her other things and whatnot, you know, it was like a little power struggle and whatnot going on. But, you know, I would like to see her in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you know, because she did touch a lot of people, you know, especially she wrote, like, Valentine's Day song. That would be a good Valentine's Day song. My guy, what, nothing you can do.
Yeah.
You know, people try to break you up trying to get your man or woman from you. You know, they create lies or tell you stuff inside your head. You know,
Say stuff like, what do you see in him?
What do you see in her? In 2013, back in the day, you could just lie on people and people believe it. But now you got all the technology. They got camera phones and you know everything where you get and you can get busted. They can record you, whatever your telephone conversations, everything. But back in the day when they couldn't do that, they didn't have that technology. People would just say stuff and people would believe it, you know. Before TMZ, you know, there was the mouth.
I love TMZ. Yummy, yummy.
Let me ask you this question. Would you let someone break you up without having proof? Like they tell you something about your man or whatever. He denies it, but she swears up and down that it's the truth. Who would you believe?
Okay, if they told me like what?
If a stranger that you never met before, just say, for example, your guy, you was in a relationship for 6-7 months, and a stranger that you never know her from nowhere, she called you and told you that, you know, you are dating the guy that she kicked it with. He comes and see her all, every other month. They kick it. And he told you you're the only one. Would you believe her if he told you she was lying?
If he visited her on a consistent basis, I will already know if she's telling the truth or not, so no.
Well, sometimes y'all don't now. I'm just going, hey.
But I know sometimes we don't, but, you know, I have my...
So would you take his word? My question would be, would you take his word over a stranger? Or would you just, like, the woman thing and you saying, I'm a woman going to tell me the truth? How did you do that? Go ahead.
No, I wouldn't let her word alone break us up, because our relationship, first of all, should be, if I'm with you for 6 or 7 months, our relationship should be based on truth anyway, and vice versa. Someone can come to you and tell you the same thing about me.
Right.
And so I would do my best to keep a level head and not let someone break us up, because nobody I know at all out the blue, you know what I'm saying? Somebody I'm acquaintance with, or somebody I just know something about. You know, you're saying somebody out the blue, unless they are an investigative reporter. Now, they're an investigative reporter. I know do their homework, like TMZ.
Right.
Hey.
You know, because they be making some of that stuff sound true. Like, you stick a little bit of truth in there and whatnot. You know, they say, like, I got pregnant by him or something like that.
Yeah, but if they come to me with, like, the evidence or paperwork, I'm not saying I'll let it break us up, but that's somebody out the blue. But it depends on what they are. Are they a private investigator or whatever? But you're saying she says she's...
Well, you know, keep it real. All y'all
are
private investigators. I'm just saying.
Exactly. That's why I said I would already know 6 or 7 months, and he kicking it with you consistently. I trust people. But I probably would already know if you were kicking it with him or not, because I'm a person that believes in background checks. I believe in nowadays.
You
kind of
have to in 2013.
I believe I will Google your ass, and I will Google your criminal record or your background record.
She's out of contact, y'all. She said, I will Google.
I'm just saying, I do that to people, and really with me, I find out that most people are honest with me, with information that I can find on my own, and then on my own. But with something like that, I gotta let somebody break us up. But yeah, you're right. People do have their private lives and do stuff like that. But somebody's out of the blue, because vice versa. If you and I were a couple, and then, you know, somebody can come to you and say, "Hey, she's been kicking it," like
yeah,
she's crazy.
Like,
she been kicking
over there every week. Prince be over there every weekend. I'm just
well, hopefully I have a pass with Prince. Anybody I'm in a steady relationship, just give me a pass.
Hey.
Give me a pass.
Like, well, let's talk about that now. Who would you give your person a pass for, you know? And I'm just saying, y'all, listen to this, whether you listen to an hour from now or whatever. Would you give your man or woman a pass, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, because I would do that, too. You'd be like, you say, well, if it was Beyonce, you say, okay, I'll let him hit that because I can understand. But usually when people cheat, they usually cheat down, and that's crazy. You know,
all this thing is sad.
Cheat with somebody look better than, you know, but why you got to cheat down? I would be hurt. I would be offended. And I know females get offended if their man were to cheat down instead of cheating up. He's like, when you say, okay, I said,
but
yeah,
you know what?
This bad bitch. And
I wonder about that sometimes,
like,
too. I wonder about that sometimes, too. But then, there might be the sex. It might be the person might do something that you don't do.
Sometimes them gorillas,
you know,
them ugly chicks, them beautifully stylish women, them ugly chicks, them gorillas in the mist, they probably can get it in. They be like, ooh, ooh, ooh. And you're like, oh, man, this ugly
so
kitty is great. This ugly kitty is the bomb. Say what?
But then it's not about the looks because, you know, it's all about maybe what they do, you know.
Exactly.
You know,
we call women ugly fine. You know, there's an ugly fine woman. An ugly fine means when your face is messed up, but your body is ridiculous. You got a tight body, your breast just right, your butt just right. But your face look like gorilla in the mist, right? And you be like,
She is like
ugly fine right now.
I need to lose some pounds. So one of my good friends, she told me, she said, you're so pretty, Bethany, but you should lose weight. So I'm glad I am pretty in the face. If I'm skinny, if I'm fine, if I'm sexy, I need to lose some pounds. It depends on your taste. I say my body's average. I have nice breasts. I have a nice, okay, but I do need to lose weight. I do need to tighten the middle, but you know, people do tell me I have a pretty face, so it's good to know. So what do you call women who have pretty face, but you know, need to work on their bodies? What do you
Well, the thing is, like, you know, there's a lot of that going on. You know, a lot of that, you know, it depends on the mentality of the dude. But like he said, well, she'll be my side chick, but she won't be my main chick. You know, this is how some mentality do. Because y'all do the same thing. Y'all do the same thing with dudes. You know, just say he a pretty face, but he a big dude. You'd be like, you know what? You know, hey. Hey now, you're going to have to, we're going to have to go to the gym together. You know, I'm saying, but that's a good workout plan, though. You know, because, like, keep it real, like, the ugly fine women, you know, you only hit them at night. You don't take them out in public, whatever. But, you know, I'm just saying, you know, I told you don't say hi to me this afternoon. You know, it's like cooking. This True Blood, suck in only after night, you know at night, but you know that's how that is. But you know, with your
pretty
face girls and the big girls, they can come out in the daytime because that's still, you know, she gotta be able to sing or something.
Because our situations are situations that we can work on.
Yeah, y'all can work on that. You can't change that other thing. I mean, we'll come out with publicly, y'all. We'll kick it with y'all in the daylight, you know, but we might bring it up every now and then, like, you know, need to go to the gym or work with you on that situation and stuff like that. You can't eat that or whatever, but, you know, but with the ugly fine, she don't get breakfast. She don't get lunch. You know. She'll get dinner. She get the D. She get throw them D's in it. You know, at night she get that phone call. She get that visit late at night, like True Blood. I mean, you coming through. You know, I'm your maker. By your maker commands you to open up that door and them legs. I'm just saying.
Okay, so now I get a better understanding. Okay, I'm glad you brought that up because I was just wondering where I'm like, you know, I've been. This complete flawless.
But you know,
what I think I've been in a position.
Thing.
Because the way I think, I've been in the position
said,
where I've been completely
what, you said, what's your favorite position? I hear you said, my favorite position is not. It's my phone. It's
I just so crazy. But, you know, I just was wondering, because since you brought that up, I was like, what about the other category women? But I'm glad you shared that.
Again, this is like full disclosure. This is just my opinion. Not all the brothers say this, but I'm just saying the people I be around, you know, them ugly fine females who got the messed up faces but the nice bodies, you know, we just don't bring them out in public, and you know, and you know, but we throw it down. They can get it. They can get it. I'm just saying. But you know, like what you were saying, just the big girls or whatever, you know, with the pretty faces, they almost like regular women and whatnot. You know, it's just that you know they might. You might always be talking to them about that, you know, until
they are too skinny, because sometimes I be like, you need to get some meat on them bones, you know.
But pretty faces
that maybe need to be tweaked, need to gain weight or lose weight.
I know a lot of model chicks out here, right? And my complaint is, what happened to the titties? I mean, did the titty monster come at night and steal the breasts from these women? What's really going on? I mean, do we need a titty whisperer in California?
I thought L.A. was the breast implant capital of the world.
You would think, right? And I would say, why don't you get it done? I ain't gonna spend no money on all that, or I ain't gonna whatever. I'm like, but maybe you should. I want to bring the go around do a video because you know I do an independent film. I should just do a documentary of our women with the itty bitty titty committee, and I'll bring the titty whisperer.
That's your revenge for that new web series, huh? About no good men in LA.
hey, Issa's fault. That's Issa's fault, y'all. But you know, and just like say, have the titty whisperer. You know, we first you show how bad it is. You go out in public with them. They search like look a little boy because you know the model industry love that stuff. But to be practical, you know, you want them to have some meat on them, right? And so you know, after the show's over, because the model shows only last for just say like 15, 20 minutes, bam, and that's it, right? And then you go to the next one, 15, 20 minutes, and then that's it, right? And then you want to go get something to eat, you know, and you be like, you want to kick it, you be like, damn, she ain't got no, I'm rubbing, I think we're going to start a fire, you know, my chest rubbing against her chest, what's really going on? So you bring the titty whisperer into the building, he's like, well, I got stuff for that, you know, and stuff like that, and had a titty whisperer, you know, put her on his couch or whatever you do, and, you know, talk to the titty or something, and make her eat right or whatever. Make her just eat. Might not need an operation. Might just need to eat, you know. And then, you know, I'll be like, thank you, titty whisperer. She'd come out with four breasts, you know. I'm saying triple something, something, whatever it need to be. And, you know, but obviously a lot of women are flat-chested in 2013. I'm like, what is going on?
Women don't have to be, huh?
I'm saying we got stuff for that now, you know.
I saw a news story on Inside Edition.
Maybe you should give away a breast operation on your show one day, you know. Maybe, you know, in a couple of years.
You know what? That's a good idea, a free consultation or something like that.
Not a consultation, but pay for. Have a sponsor pay for that. So y'all,
that would be a good idea. Either in L.A. or here in Jackson.
If you are suffering with if you're a member of the Itty Bitty Titty Committee, you know, we are sponsoring the 10th call that calls in. We're going to pay for your breast operation. You know, just do a show like that, you know, and then have her come back on the show and talk about how her life changed. I mean, because it's important, y'all.
Because it could be from L.A. and Jackson or other cities, because, you know, we have a lot of plastic surgeons.
You got a lot of flat-chested women across the world.
We have some of the best plastic surgeons, believe it or not, right here in Mississippi, in Jackson. I mean, celebrities come here for all.
Would be good business. That would be good promotion for them to just do one for free, you know, and stuff like that. So, you know, this is before.
And Dallas is a good market, too. It's a lot of good ones in Dallas, too. But you're right. If somebody might be listening to say, hey, that's a good idea. Let's sponsor something like that.
I like
those like me that might, you know, hey, need to exercise more and eat less. But then also there's liposuction that can, like, really
You change somebody's life with titties. I'm just saying. Yeah, I mean, y'all listen out there.
Oh, Lord, titties. You're back on this.
You can change somebody's life with titties. I'm just saying. I mean, you can.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
can get better jobs. They can get better opportunities.
But you know what? Image is important, and you're right. Because that's another topic that's really important. That's something I talked about on the show before. The importance of image is for men and women, and the way your breasts appear or your body image is perceived is important. Because it's important the way your clothes.
Well, just keep it real.
Everything.
You know, just like y'all talk about.
But we don't want. We don't want itty bitty titty women getting on us either. Men who love itty bitty.
Well, I'm just saying.
Because I know
reality,
that
right?
there are men. I know a lot of men that like itty bitty titties.
It kind of feel like I'm sucking on thumbs. I feel like I'm sucking on the thumb. Like, what's really going on? I'm just. I thought you need to put some hot sauce on it. So, you know, those is jokes, y'all. I love the itty bitty titty community. I'm just saying. Hey, I mean, you know, I'm just putting that out there. You know, it can change because you know y'all women always got something to say about dudes who got small dick. Well, I don't know if I can say dicks on here. But
yeah, you can say it. It's mature. I stress that this is the mature show.
But dudes who are not that well endowed, women always got something to say about it. They say, I want to know how large you are, how long, what's the girth, or whatever. You're always talking about us like that. So when we talk about, you know, y'all breasts, y'all get offended. You're like, how can you judge a woman according to her breast size? You know, and we'd be like, hey,
exactly.
I mean, judge a man according to his dick size. I'm just saying. I mean,
exactly.
if it's good for us, you know, and a lot of women, that's a deal breaker in 2013. If a dude got a good job, good personality, good everything going on, but if he got a small thing, it's going to be a problem. You know, I don't think this is going to work, Billy.
It's a problem in the size queens. It's a problem in the size queens. It's a problem in the size queens. Because size queens be like, I don't care what you got going on. Man,
wow.
I don't care who you are. Now, size queens, you better be packing.
You better be above average.
And
when I hit them big girls sometimes, you know, I got to hit them from the back. You got to spin them around, you know, because you got to be able to get in there. You got to be like, you know what, I don't usually do this. I'm just, you know, you hit them from the back, you change their whole world. Because it's intimidating. You'd be like, damn, that's a big girl. Now, what if, you know, when it's like that, what if I can't get all the way up in there? Like, you know, I got to be able to hit the G-spot or I'm not doing what I'm doing. You know, and when I find that spot, I'll be like, that's what it is. Hit it from the back. Y'all that's dealing with females, got these big girls, and, you know, she said that you can't find that spot, hit it from the back, you'll change her life, you know. If
but
that
you know what?
But
you know what? Hitting the spot is important to women of all sizes. That's something that Belinda and I talk about also, the importance of orgasm. Because a lot of women, I'm shocked because I'm a woman that love orgasms and multiple orgasms when I'm sexually active. Going solo, masturbating. But
wow, I'm not mad at that right now.
But I'm just saying, but it shocks me the number of women. Yeah, it astonishes me, and a good thing, a good hand, a good lefty.
Hey,
but
you got carpal tunnel again, Beth?
But,
yeah, I didn't type in.
But exactly, I get carpal tunnel from not the.
See, I'm saying
that's a good point.
Typing.
I never looked at it that way. That's a good point. That's a good point.
Good job.
That's a good one. Get carpal tunnel from being a lefty.
Hey, it happens. That's what I think.
But I'm just astonished at the women that don't have orgasms. So by you sharing with people how you can hit that spot, that's really important for people to know. Because that's something that Belinda and I talk about too. Because women of all sizes experience not getting that spot.
But because the two best ways, like either for the woman to be on top of you.
For different sizes, from small, medium, and large size women. What are the best ways?
With the small girls, that you know, and you know, I run into a lot of sometimes the small girls. You can just lift them up, you know, put you know in your arms and whatnot, and stand up and get that spot with them. And it's fun too because they don't weigh that much. You can stand up and just like just go up and down with them while you're standing up and whatnot, and you're holding them. You can find that better with them like that. But the bigger girls and whatnot to find. You definitely want to hit that from the back. And reach around with your finger and find that man in the boat. you know, and that way she gonna have a moment. She gonna be like, oh, Cocoa Pops, oh, Cocoa Pops,
you know,
oh my God, Cocoa Pops. She gonna have a moment. I'm just saying.
I've been a buck 05, and then I've been this like medium size, and then this little overweight, needing to lose some weight and tighten my middle. And to me, the feeling and the orgasm is gonna be the same, you know, from when I was skinny to
the
size.
It's all about
the
positioning, because, like, you know, if you throw them legs up, just say if you're not that flexible or whatever, you know, or you can't hold them up like that, I just say, just put them on my shoulders, you know, and I can get the G-spot better that way. You know what I mean? So it's all about, you know, the flexible, how flexible a person can be. And, you know, if you're ready to walk away from the missionary, because a lot of people are married to the missionary, and they're just like, man, got to be on top, and that's the only way we're going to do it, and that's it. But, you know, you find what works for you. You know what I mean? The same thing don't work for everybody. But at the end
of
the day,
it's about you. And you want it to work for both. Yes, my thing is it's important for you guys to feel good, too.
Well, see, that's the thing. We always gonna get ours. You know, we might get ours quicker.
Oh.
We gonna get ours. Y'all the thing that gotta be warmed up. You know, y'all have that foreplay. You gotta have that whatever. But the fellas, we gonna get ours regardless. We gonna be like, you even talk too sexy or laugh the wrong way to us, and we gonna have one. We gonna what you came already? You did that sexy laugh, girl. You did that sexy laugh. Yeah, so we don't have that problem, but y'all had that problem. You'd be like, I didn't come yet. There's a difference. Yeah, what's the difference between going and orgasm? There's a difference.
Well, golly, I'm a person that has multiple, so I like to hear about the experiences of orgasms and how people take people time.
What you should do.
Because I can have orgasms when doing out the whole process.
Wow. Well, talk to us about that, because this is matter of how you need to each one teach one. I'm trying to tell you.
I mean, I know I'm 44, but I maintain my moisture and wetness.
She was stuttering, y'all. She might have had one, but go ahead.
And I have multiples. I have orgasms, period. If I'm solo or if I'm having sex with somebody else, I have orgasms.
Right.
So hearing stories about people. And that's a serious time. That's serious. You know, you were like joking and laughing about it. But that's serious for people to have orgasms, because that's what Belinda and I talk about. It's, people say, well, just fake it. But then you're not getting the ultimate satisfaction if you're faking it. You want to know, what are the ways I can get the best pleasure and have the orgasms? And
that's
like back to what you were saying. Back to what you were saying, the wetness. And one thing that Belinda always talk about, she said, she always talks about it's always important to have a, you know what I'm talking about?
Condom?
A lubricant.
Okay.
A lubricant. Yeah, because, you know, a lubricant, even if it's always wet, and she always talks about the importance of having that lubricant for that internal feeling and for that feeling on the penis.
Right. But see, I'm saying, like, the thing is, that's why you got to do foreplay, because if they're doing foreplay, your body going to create those lubricants anyway, you know, because you're not rushing it.
Yeah, foreplay really gets my mindset, like, in utopia.
But there you go. See, you got, and that's where you want to be at, utopia. You know, I'm saying, if you do what you do, and you go to utopia, and AKA ecstasy, you know, boom, you know, you don't need lubricants. But a lot of times when people try to go in before they get the woman ready or whatever, you know, that's when you're going to need lubricants, because she's not ready yet. You know, her mind might not be ready there yet.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, but you might be trying to get a quickie at the job and whatnot, and you'd be like, you know, girl, let's do this. But, you know, hold on, let me put some of this lubricant. Get you a condom with a lubricant on it or something, you know, and do what you do. But I would just say, to get rid of that whole thing, foreplay, you know, it begins with the mind, because that's the sexiest muscle that a woman got, right, that you got to get excited, is her brain, right? So once you get her brain excited, you know, that creates that the mindgasm. And when you have the mindgasm, then the lubricated anyway, you know, and stuff like that. So that's my advice for people who's like, you know, worrying about, you know, a dry kitty cat. You know, you bring the pussy whisperer over, and he'll be like, so you have a problem with her getting wet. Have you thought about talking to her? You talk to the kitty. You know, I'm saying.
Good point. And you're talking the same with the kid and the same with the fella down below. You know, it's amazing what gets that fella to salute. You know,
exactly. I'm just saying. You know, yeah. Even talking about like they say, men and women, they try to put us in these different categories, but the reality is, women are just like dudes in a lot of this. Stuff like that, they will get excited just like a dude will get excited in some circumstances. Whether if they're watching porn or if you on a dance floor and you slow dance and you know her nipples will get hard, you feel like somebody's stabbing you in the chest. You're like, what the fuck, girl? You got a knife? Are you robbing me right now? You know, and it'll just be her nipples getting sharp and he's stabbing into your chest because she's aroused. You know, and that's just what it is. You know, and when we get aroused, you know, our love below stabs you in your thighs or whatever. You'd be like, oh, so you really like this dance, huh? You must like this song. And that's what it is, you know. So your body will tell on you, even though you don't say what's up. Your body always going to tell on you. And this is a matter of the heart, y'all. I'm just saying this is a PSA message. I'm saying.
Oh, that's a PSA. Wow. But, you know, but let's talk again. How can we maintain that love after Valentine's Day? Because you shared some interesting points with me regarding examples of Christmas and Valentine's Day.
Well, I'm saying one way to maintain it is don't go broke. And so you'll be regretting the next day. Like, I remember what I used to do on the holidays. I used to go all for broke. I used to spend all kind of money on people and stuff like that. And when the holiday was over, the depression kicked in because you'd be like, dang, now I got to worry about gas money. I got to worry about this bill. I got to worry about how I'm going to pay that. And you spend all that money on that person. You know, like a story I was sharing with Beth, I was like, you know, I went in. I mean, I spent hundreds on this female, you know, on Valentine's Day. I mean, to get her hair did, you know, to do everything for the dinner, all that. And I just got a card. And I was kind of feeling some kind of way about it, you know. And you know, so a lot of y'all might be feeling that way. You know, you got to get your mind right for Valentine's Day. You got to say, like, you know, hey, you know, I'm going to spend this much because I can afford to spend this much. But don't be no whatever, and go outside your means, or you're going to have a bad day after, you know. It'll be like the day after, you know. You'd be like, that day was good, but that day after, when the bills come
in. And my thing is, yeah, and then you're mad, and you got a chip on your shoulder, you know. You're not speaking to one another, and then the single.
Or you're not realistic on Valentine's Day, and you get back with that person because you get caught up in Valentine's Day. Like, yeah, I'm going to call this girl back up. You know, I know we ain't talked in a minute. And you be excited about it, and you hit it that Valentine's Day, and she think you in a relationship. But you just did it for the Valentine's Day. And some of y'all women do the same thing. You get lonely. You caught up in the moment. You say, let me call this boy up. And you'll call him, and you say, hey, you want to hook up for Valentine's Day? And then the day after, he trying to call you again, and you blocking your number. You know, I'm saying y'all do that too now. I'm just saying. You know.
Yeah, that's a good point. Just like there's the people that lay low for Valentine's Day, there's the people that don't know your ass after Valentine's Day.
I'm talking about the opposite, wherein they seek you out just for that Valentine's Day.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying.
There's the people that lay low that don't want to be seeked out, and they're not going to seek. But then there are the people that will just want to be with somebody for Valentine's Day. And then they don't know you anymore.
Exactly. They don't want to be. You know, that's the hypocrisy about holidays. People that don't call you, like, you get a call out of the blue. Hey, Merry Christmas. You know, I ain't heard you since Roots came on again. What's really going on?
Excuse me, I am going to play that soon, though. But
I never heard a woman when she come before her. Your kitty cat got ringtone. That's right. That's from
that was Dread Days.
Like
those my friends in L.A., baby. I was talking to them also before the showtime. I love Dread Days in L.A. Have you ever seen Dread Days live in L.A.?
I don't go to nothing but neo soul shows.
Okay, they're reggae, fusion reggae. So sometimes they're at neo performances. But I was talking to them this before the show. I love Dread Days. As a matter of fact, I'm booking some. I'm promoting them to book some of their engagements down here. But I didn't mean to interrupt. We want to hear what you were saying. I didn't mean to press the button by mistake.
I thought your kitty cat had ringtone. I thought
I know it was responding. But what were you saying?
Hey. I am gonna play that song.
We were talking about the gift, and how the people will call you to be with you on Valentine's Day and then not know you.
Well, yeah, because like you know that's how they you know they see people just don't want to be alone, lonely, or whatever. So on that holiday, they get sentimental, and you broke up. You call your ex, and they're ex for a reason. But you getting all emotional and all sentimental, having a remembering the good times and the good days y'all had, and you call them, and of course they're gonna come through. You know, and you going, what was we arguing about? You know, I'm saying, you know, then after that moment, that night, you know, everything go back to the way it used to be, and you can see why you broke up with him or her. You know, so that's the danger in these holidays like Valentine's Day. You get sentimental and stuff like that. You start remembering your exes and stuff, and you don't want to be alone, and you make that phone call, and they come through, but then ain't nothing really changed. You know, so when we talk about matters of the heart, you know, you got to, sometimes don't let that loneliness motivate you, you know, because you'll be like,
but
you know, just
don't let that
don't
yeah, don't let that loneliness motivate you to be with somebody you know you damn shouldn't be with.
You know you should.
Even if y'all have good, even if y'all hook up and have good sex, y'all know y'all going to act a fool afterwards. You
act
just think about it. What are the consequences of us getting together? You know, that's not an ex in my book that I would want to get with on Valentine's Day and have sex with. You know, just saying happy Valentine's Day with and sending a card or giving a card, you know, just in a friendly way. But that's not an ex in my book I would want to get with on my own. And the exes that I would like to get with are not alive. Like, you know, obviously, you know my former love that I will, you know, he was so romantic.
Right.
I loved it. I was thinking about him on Valentine's Day. He was so romantic. You know,
wow.
So you know who I'm talking, you know who I'm talking about. And,
right.
And then I had a dear friend who no longer here. He just loved Valentine's Day that passed away a couple of years ago. And, but that's not an ex in my book that I would want to get back with and like have sex with. But sometimes your body, but there's a lot of people that say what I'm saying, but they get with those exes and have sex with them. You got to think
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, and then, you know, all these emotional things come back. Y'all hook up with these people again. And after the holiday is over, you know, you realize why you broke up with them. And then, you know, they haven't changed. You know, they still do
exactly.
The same thing they're doing. And you thought, and it's really not their fault, you know, so. You sitting up there the day after Valentine's Day.
Y'all were a couple for a reason. Let the good times roll. And sometimes people do get back together. But if you know it's some good going to come out of it, do it. But if you know no good is going to come out of it,
I'm like, you know, that works good for the person who was called because they got some good out of it.
Exactly.
It's a win-win for them. He said, well, even if she get mad and it was just one night, I'm still good, you know. But
exactly.
He got the emotional and he was thinking it was going to be more than one night and they'd be like, hey, thanks for calling me and all that. But I'm still not with this monogamy thing and it is what it is. And she, I'm cool with that. I understand. But then she'd be thinking about it or the same with the dude. The dude think that you slept with him and he'd think that y'all getting back together and you packing up your clothes. Where are you going? I'm going back home. But I thought we slept together. Yeah, it was good, but. Nigga, you ain't that good. I'm just saying, you know, it's just like, yeah, I don't marry you, got it. Yeah, I told you wrong, you know, I'm saying, and, you know, like a Ruby lover friend, I'm saying, you know, definitely go check out that episode, you know, that was a good Valentine's Day thing, just watch the romantic comedies on YouTube, you know, stuff like
that.
But,
listen to sexy music, but you know what, speaking of keeping love alive, Watch romantic comedies together, or watch it alone too, to keep you in an upbeat mood regarding love.
Exactly.
Because sometimes we can think about the ups and downs of our love lives, and it can have us like, I don't know.
But you know what? The reality is, don't play yourself. See, the name of the show, she says,
yeah,
is Matters of the Heart, right?
Exactly.
So
we're talking about Matters of the Heart.
Don't play yourself, because your heart will play you. Like, your heart will make you, you know, go down memory lane, and you'll romanticize the good times, and you'll
exactly
forget all the bad, and you'll make that call. And a lot of y'all listening to this phone
and
call,
that's
y'all
why
probably
it's
went through that moment. And said,
that's why
I
named it on Wednesday,
call.
Matters of the Heart. That's why I named it
so
Matters of the Heart, because
you might need to get that
heart
phone number out of your phone, or get that phone number out of your contacts or whatever, or you're going to be tempted to call them at that moment and whatnot. You know, just because you, it matters your heart. Your heart don't give a care about you. You know, it'll be like, you know what, you know, I just want to be, I want what I want. And it'll play you every time. So, you know, you can't trust your heart, you know, and stuff. So sometimes you need to, you know, just get rid of them numbers out of your phone, get them numbers out of your contacts. So when you're sitting up there, you know, bawling, whatever, going through those that moment, you'd be like, I want to call, but I can't because I don't remember the number. You know, and that's how to help yourself from getting set up. So we giving y'all that, you know, this morning, you know, so you can stop setting yourself up. You mad because you set yourself up all the time. You always end up playing yourself. Well, you know, so get rid of that number out your phone. Get the number out your contacts or whatever, you know, and get them off your friends list or whatever. If y'all broke up, you know, like that, and you know that person bad for you, you know.
Or you know drama. Or you know drama ensues with this. Yes.
You know,
yeah.
Again, a man has already lost a tongue behind this, y'all. A man has lost a tongue. I mean, he probably thought that it was cool, but then, you know, she carried that sometimes. You know, sometimes women can carry stuff, you know, and then he going in for the kiss. He said, well, I enjoyed myself.
Now, we have five more minutes. I have five more minutes of live. Those of you that do want to get your call in, five more minutes for live streaming. We will continue a little longer, but if you want to get your call in, for your call to be accepted, five more minutes of live streaming. But,
wow.
Yeah, and what were you saying?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's just it. Like, you know, you think that, you know, because people got memories, y'all. You know, if you do something
yes
wrong and whatnot, and they treating you nice or whatever, all out of the blue, you could be getting set up right now. Because I got to follow that story up and see this brother in Skokie, Illinois. How did he get his tongue bit off?
Oh.
And he picked his tongue up and ran to the hospital with it, but it ain't the same. You know?
Oh,
it's
he
muscle
got the tongue, so they reattached it?
Yeah, but the muscles, they couldn't get all the muscles to work like it's supposed to. Like, you know, so he's going to talk a little different. I'm just saying, you know. I'm like this. Just tell me if I ain't on the clip. Just tell me if I ain't licking it right. I'm just saying.
Exactly.
Hey,
oh, my God.
Hey. Just, you know, so he went to the hospital. They sewed his tongue back on. And, you know, and the woman
Look,
came charged with some kind of battery situation.
I need to Google how many people had to go to emergency because they were having, like, had too much kinky sex, you know, because of kinky sex situations.
No, what is kinky sex? What's that? Break that down.
Well, kinky sex, trying to experiment and be wild.
You're going to have to talk about it. What
I know, but anything, whatever people think, you know, messing around with toys or maybe playing around rough, or I just wonder how did the emergency room look like Valentine's night? Yeah, yeah, like you and I talking about gagging, you know? Yeah, somebody might have got gagged out.
Wow.
You know, you talking about gagging, you know, because there are those that love, you know, people that love gagging.
She's talking too much, too loud.
But it might not. I'm not talking. I'm talking about. But Belinda and I talk about it a lot. How some people have to go to the emergency room because they don't know the proper way. Because they don't know the proper way to use certain sex toys. You know.
Well, exactly.
People have to go to
like people who do into that bondage. You know.
Okay.
They don't
okay.
Tie
like,
it right,
like,
they cut
like,
off circulation.
Like Belinda. Belinda did a show one time when we were talking one morning. You might have heard it when she was talking about them Benoit balls.
Right,
and sometimes sometimes those balls get like stuck, in, you know, inside.
Wow. Now, for those who don't know what that is, those balls women put up their kitty cat to strengthen their Kegel muscles so they can squeeze better. You know, that's what's up. I'm thinking that's what that is.
So I'm just thinking, you know, sometimes people, you know, like on Valentine's, a lot of people probably try something new. It could have been anything. I'm just talking about it's S&M or anything, just something different. But might have been trying, like you and I were talking about thrill seeking. Might have been trying to have thrill seeking sex.
I had a little thrill seeking situation the other day. I said, you know, the thrill is this today, you're going to pay for it. You know, that's a thrill-seeking date right there, you know, because usually you pay for it. So go on a thrill-seeking date and say, today you're going to pay for everything. That's a thrill-seeking date. But I'm just playing. I'm saying.
Yeah, but I was just thinking, by you talking about the tongues getting bit off, we talked about horror stories, the guy getting stabbed with the butcher knife and the guy getting his tongue bit off. That made me think about how many people had to go to emergency because of wild sex.
Wow.
You know, because of trying to do something new. And then ended up in the...
switch. That's crazy.
And then ended up in the emergency room.
I'm just saying. I mean, if somebody around you with a knife on your back, you still don't want to switch. Switch, nigga. Come on. I'll be right back.
But no, he already had it in the couch. So he was already.
Okay, let me reach out. He said, "What you doing, dog? I'm reaching under the pillow. What you doing?" And he's like, and then he placed it in the bathroom or something like that, and then he ran out the house just making it.
In the article, then they said the girl was giving him head, and because I know they said something about it was had something to do with head, and the other guy was ready, but
he ain't want to switch. I wouldn't want to switch either. I'm just saying. I'm selfish. I'll be like,
I have to send you that guy's vlog, because he's like you, man, that's some wild stuff.
See, I'm shy. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just saying. But, that right there, that's crazy. That's like, I'm like, you know, you shouldn't, you know, people shouldn't take it that seriously where you want to catch a case. And now, you know, his face is all over the web.
Robin, Good Morning America on is here. Is it on there? Robin is back. You know, I talked about it at the beginning of the show.
It's 5:01 in the morning here, and I'm sitting down in front of the computer in the dark. I'm just saying.
Oh, okay. It's coming on now here.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, wouldn't that be embarrassing for you to have your picture on the you know, all over some dumb stuff like that. Now you're all over the web because of new media. Everybody gonna know your business. Everybody gonna know your business.
About what?
Jail for stabbing somebody.
Because I asked you to Google it. I was shocked. You broke down the streets and everything where it happened. Was that in L.A.? What city was that?
You know what? I have to go back and call it up again. I gotta find it again. Let me see.
I was shocked in that when you read the article. They were giving addresses and streets and blocks and everything. They telling all their business. They telling the addresses.
They told
you.
They told. What was the name?
They told everything.
Hunter, right?
Ashley Hunter. They told, I mean, at the beginning of the article, you told the addresses, the blocks, and you even mentioned the county that he
needs
to go to court in.
This picture is right on. It's embarrassing. Yo, dog. Oh, man, this is wrong. A $5,000 bail for stabbing that dude. Let me see what he said it was again. Let me see.
Shout out to all the listeners and supporters of the show, too. Thank you so much. Local listeners in Cali, listeners in New York, listeners in Dallas, listeners in Florida, Minnesota, UK, Australia, Dubai, Japan, the islands.
Wow.
Everywhere. Shout out to everybody.
I'm trying to see if I can see where it was 911 call again. First dude, let me see. First off, this dude's name is Ashley Hunter. That sounds like a name off a hot female porn star. What's really going on?
Yeah.
Ashley?
I know.
You know. His name is Ashley. He said, hey,
You know, I know. That's why I told you I wasn't sure if it was. I know it sounded like two guys, but I wasn't sure if it was two guys or not. I'm familiar with some of the porn stars because I do watch adult films, but I was like, I'm not sure if that was two guys or what, because I thought it was two guys.
Well Orlando,
they've been fighting over head. I was like, that's got to be two guys.
What happened was Orlando, he got greedy. He didn't want to switch. It was Ashley turn, and Orlando ain't want to switch. You know, he's a hey dog. I mean, he got greedy. Maybe they should have had that conversation in the beginning when it was time to switch or whatever. But hey, he had a problem with switching, so he had to run. I'm just saying, you know, it's like I'm trying to see if I can find some more stuff on him. Blah blah blah.
Shout out to all those. Hey, going on almost 2 years, you all. The show premiered on March 21st, 2011, and it's coming up 2 years. Unbelievable. So thank you so much, everybody who has ever guest co-host, been a guest, calls in, chat in, networks with the show. Independent artists, mainstream artists, underground artists, loving you. Getting some awesome music. I'm doing my best to add new music to the playlist with my Android. As soon as my internet is back online, I'm going to add all the new music and check out your video kits and all that good stuff. And can't wait to have some good guests that I've been in talks with coming on the show. And there's an author that's interested in coming on the show soon, Dean. And it's a real amazing story. I have to share that information with you. And what else? Oh, and a lot of people in the music industry. I'm talking about behind the scenes. People that have good advice regarding the behind the scenes working of the music business. Coming up also in the near future.
Yeah, I got the female name who was doing it. Just in case y'all want to find it.
Okay, yeah, that's what we want. You know, we want to know that.
Her name. She gonna put Superhead to shame. Superhead, by I got competition now. I'm just saying. Her name is Letitia Booby. That's Letitia, Leticia Booby, Bewbies. Letitia Boobies. That's her name. Boobies.
Okay, how you spell it? Boobies. Bewbies. Okay,
so
Letitia
Boobies. It's like boobies, like you're talking about breasts. It's like boobies. Her name is Letitia Boobies.
That's her real name, Sam.
Nah, I don't know if that's her real name. That could be her stage name, but that could be her.
Yeah.
But y'all look at, y'all should be able to find it when y'all Google Letitia Boobies. and the funny thing about it is, like, these were prison pals. I mean, I know they talk about he was a porn star, whatever, but Ashley Hunter and Orlando DeWitt, they met in prison. These dudes, you know, they was buddies from jail. And these jail prison partners, you know, that's where they knew each other from. That's what the thing said. I ain't making this up. They knew each other from jail. And, you know, they got this female. Her name is Letitia Booby. And, you know, she did the thing because they didn't want to switch. Orlando was like, I ain't switching, you know. And that's when it went down. So that's the real story, y'all. When y'all go Google the story, the names to look up is Ashley Hunter, you know, and Orlando DeWitt, that's DeWitt. They were prison pals, y'all. And, you know, they bring this girl over, and, you know, they one of them ain't want to switch. I mean, because, you know, when you see your boy getting it like that, and she making him make all them sounds, you'd be like, Yo, she got skills, son.
What?
She got the switch. And he didn't want to switch, so he said, let me find that night.
I found out by looking at vlogs. Like, you love web series, and I do too, but I am obsessed with vloggers.
Right.
And so I have to send you this guy's video, because he's an amazing vlogger. And I'm like, what is he talking about? And he was like, man, he was commentating about that. And I was like, oh, man.
And he was like you.
His opinion is like yours. My goodness.
I mean, that ain't no normal. I mean, you know, you run into the bathroom and say, quit playing, yo, put the knife down. And he banging on the door. You got 2 minutes to get out of my house. And you be like, are you serious, dog? It ain't that serious, you know, and then when you try to run out, he's stabbing at you. I mean, that's crazy. You know, so, you know, again, $5,000. Bail was set at $5,000. So when y'all want to research this story, research those names. Letitia Booby, she was the one that was doing the thing.
So I want to know about more situations that happen, like in Illinois and with the porn stars, and ER stories, people who ended up in the ER because they were having a little too much fun.
And then
we're finding out that it's just important to maintain a loving attitude every day, I guess. You know, we summed it up from what you and I were talking about, as in living a life like it's Valentine's Day every day.
This is a good example about
if you're single or in an exclusive relationship or in an open relationship or a married couple trying to keep your marriage together or a happily married couple, I guess bottom line is in communication.
Wow.
And goes back to what you were saying, using those five senses also on a daily basis.
Exactly. You know, and again, when you talk about matters of the heart, you know, sometimes, you know, your heart gets you in trouble, and that's just reality, you know, and stuff like that.
It sure
so
does.
You know these person ain't right for you, but, you know, some people keep going back and taking a person back. We look at Rihanna and Chris Brown and stuff like that, and everybody's saying, like, now he beat that girl senseless. We saw her face.
And then I heard a story on Valentine's Day that they both were at, like, a same nightclub and weren't even speaking to each other. So people was trying to figure out, what's up with that? Y'all supposed to be Valentine's.
Well, you know, they're going to have an angry sex later on that night.
They might have been role-playing. That's a good point.
They might have been role-playing. They play a joke on me. Let's act like we're mad at each other.
And then they're
going to see us together tomorrow, and they're going to be mad.
Yeah, because I thought that didn't add up. That's a good point you made, because that was media talking.
You know how people call it a prank show. They do the same thing. They prank the media the same way. People prank the media like that. Let's make them think we in a relationship or whatever, or make them think that's how they because, you know, you have fun with the paparazzi because they following you all day long. Just imagine a group of people stalking you and you can't do nothing about it with cameras. Like you go to have breakfast, cameras following you. You walking down the street, cameras following you. You at your house, at your own private house. Helicopters taking pictures of you, your property, and zooming in on you with their camera. So, you know, after a while, you know, they would say, "Well, we're gonna this is how we get them back. We prank them, you know." And a lot of times, you just don't tell who you're involved with. You know, a lot of people be like, you know, they keep it on the down low. Like, if you don't want the media to be in your business, don't tell them. You know, hide them for as long as you can. You know, hide her. You know, like, well, how would you do? Like, if you was with a celebrity,
If he
said your relationship had to be secret because he ain't want nobody to be a big story.
It seems like my life has always been like that. Even though it's okay. That's the reason why I love social networking now, because I can put it out there. You know, I can put out my own information from my own mouth, because it seems like. I'm this chick in Mississippi, but it seems like sometimes my life is like the life of a celebrity sometimes, because it seems like I hear stuff about myself sometimes, and in recent years I've been a homebody. When I moved to Dallas and I'm going to upgrade my social life. I've been upgrading my social life for a while being, but I've been pretty much a homebody, you know, just spending time with my mom and just taking care of myself and getting my insides all happy and spiritual, you know, living that spiritual life. But now I'm all giddy and ready to live it up. You know what I'm saying? Ready to live a healthier, happier, wealthier life and do what needs to be done, because it's work we got to do right there. But with answering that question, I agree with some of those celebrities that do that. Sometimes they have to do that with their own personal friends. Because sometimes it wigs me out sometimes when the things I hear of myself. I've heard of my death maybe 3 or 4 times. I've died like 3 or 4 times. And I'm like,
That happened to me too now. Because when I went through my little situation and I wrote everybody off, you know, like all my, I got off of all the websites, I got off all this, I had a little moment, got my little emotion, Everybody was like, is he dead? What's really going on? You know,
exactly.
So,
and then back in the day, like I know Tony forever, back to when they was banned, or Sheila E's band. And so whenever they would come to Mississippi, I always spent quality time with them. And there was a rumor one time, I don't know if Dwayne knows or not, but I never had a sexual relationship with any of the guys. We always were good friends because I met them when they came and was performing with Sheila E. And before they formed 2020, they always kept me updated and involved with what Tony was up to. And even back then, they knew I knew Prince, but knew that I had never met him in person. And so they wanted to always keep me in the know of what was going on. They knew I always wanted to be a successful promoter and wanted to, that I wrote music.
And
they always wanted to keep me involved.
What a lot of people forget about is, like, with Tony, they used to hang with regular people, like Raphael Sadiq. He collected him and Keisha Cole and all of them, you know, when they was in Oakland, California, they was coming to the poetry cafes and they was coming to the comedy club. They was regular.
And back then, they were chilling with me and my friends and stuff. And then I know Raphael told me this back then, which is good advice for those of you listening now. And Dean, being a successful promoter himself, he know this is true. Raphael used to say back then when they were a new group. He said, Bethany, we would perform if it was only one person in the audience. You know?
Wow.
He said, and give our best, give our all. And I thought that was just amazing. They were a new group back then. You know, sometimes groups were like, we're not performing unless it's a packed house, you know? But whenever they came here, it was a packed house. But that was just something that Raphael had told me that always stuck to me. You know, he was like, we would give out all and perform like it was thousands of people for just one person. You know,
it was like a family. Like you can go to any city, whatever. There's a network of people. Like all the poets, all the singers, they got a place where they go at. Like we used to be a spot on Bank Street in Philadelphia. We called the Five Spot, where Jack Allwright, where Music Soul Child, where all of these things used to go at, and to be a family. I mean, to everybody else, they're famous, but when you go at your club, you see your peers.
Well, I think Philadelphia is amazing. I talk about Minneapolis sound, but that Philadelphia sound, I just being in Philadelphia, just amazing.
Yeah, that used to be like where all the Neo Soul, it was like Atlanta, Georgia, and Philadelphia, where all the Neo Soul people were coming together. And NBIRE and all them, you know, were doing their thing. And talk about matters of the heart. You know, we put people on pedestals, and a lot of times when you approach people, if you approach them with that groupie thing, or you approach them with that fan, they're gonna put you in that category. Yeah. But if you approach them
And there's one thing about it. Okay, I said that to say this. At one time, it was a rumor going around that I had got pregnant by Dwayne and had an abortion. It was going around Jackson.
Right. And it
was nothing like that. It was nothing like that. I had not had sex with none of them. I was good friends with the keyboardist Carl Wheeler, and friends with, of course, Dwayne and Raphael and Tim, the cousin that played drums, and the whole band. Never had any type of sex with any of the guys. But there was a rumor floating around that I was.
How long before that contract? Because you had to sign a contract. Confidentiality clause, so you got to keep saying that for at least two more years.
I know, and Dwayne has been happily, and I guess Dwayne was like one of the first ones to get married and have a bunch of kids, you know, but a lot of people don't talk about it. He was one of the people that discovered Beyonce, the Destiny Child. You know, he was one of the first ones to, like, produce, like, work on their project.
I ain't going to say this, but I'm saying this. Raphael Sadiq and them, they're the one that was with Keisha Cole, like when Tupac and all of them was doing that.
Yeah.
When everybody was like nobodies. Raphael Sadiq was like doing indie videos with people like a friend of mine.
Exactly.
You know, they call her a Punani poet, Jessica Holter. She did like a lot of poetry things, you know, about after Eazy-E died or whatever, you know, from the AIDS or whatever.
Yeah.
She started doing positive campaigns about, you know, AIDS awareness, but she did it through erotic poetry, reminding people to practice safe sex or whatever. And, you know, Raphael Sadiq or whatever, he did a music video for her, and Keisha Cole even got down in it. So if y'all listening, you know, go YouTube it later on today. You know, Raphael Sadiq, Jessica Holter, and Keisha Cole. You know, and this was back in the day when they were doing indie
Tupac
videos.
Yeah, and Tupac was very down to earth too with people. You know, I love me some Tupac. I had an opportunity to meet him here in.
Now you ain't got a hologram in the back room now. I'm saying, you know they brought him back the hologram.
Oh my God!
And
yeah, Tupac. That was amazing, was it not?
That was wild. That was like boom. Somebody said, "I'm gonna get me one of them for my house." You know,
But you said you experienced that. I know you experienced that with your in L.A. and being a successful promoter and comedian writer.
You got to look at it like this. See, I retired. About like 4 years ago. I retired from the entertainment industry because I just got it's like a marriage.
I bet you heard a lot of rumors about people that you spent time with researching the interview.
The funny thing about it is like I still got relationships with a lot of them. And a lot of them now are trying to come back out with a CD or come back out with a book or just like do them panel discussions and talk about the life or whatever. And so they're still trying to be relevant. But, you know, the funny thing about and this is what I always say, America don't show entertainers no love after they're not relevant no more. They got to go overseas. And this as a promoter, this would if I was still doing that whatever, I would send everybody who's not relevant no more overseas to Japan, to London, you know, where they still appreciate whatever. Because here in the States, your relevancy, is on death row because after you ain't got a hot song or a hot movie, a couple of years done passed by. You're not relevant no more, and people not checking for you, so you find yourself having to do reality shows or, something crazy. But, but you go overseas, you can still maintain your respect, your livelihood. You can still get shows. But a lot of times, you talk about matters of the heart, a lot of those celebrities are depressed right now. Like a lot of them are committing suicide, drugs like Mindy McCready.
I did not know she killed the dog until yesterday. She killed the dog.
She had to kill a dog because you want to take in her mind wherever I end up I want to bring my dog with me. So
yeah, and the boyfriend loved
my
the dog.
Dog with me, or if it's an atmosphere or energy, I want my dog with me.
The boyfriend loved the dog, so they said she was taking the dog with her to be with the boyfriend too, so they all could be together.
Wow. I'm like, when people get depressed like that, don't love me. If you mean you gonna kill me, hey, don't love me, hey. Because when people do that, they kill their whole family. You're like, you don't take all y'all with me just in case.
Yeah.
We all gonna be together. I'm like, hey, let's have a dysfunctional family. We ain't gotta all get along. I mean, take yourself. I mean, why you gotta take everybody? If I was that dog, I'd be running. I'm like, hey, you don't look so good. I'm gonna go outside. I'm gonna take a walk. I'm gonna go pee.
Oh, that poor little dog.
Dogs are like children to people. Some people, your callers are probably can tell y'all this when they write in or whatever. Like they love their animals. I mean, their animals is like
I love my pooches. I'm not suicidal, so I can put my mind in that mindset. But to think, oh my God, to go out there and shoot my dogs, especially my dog Cinnamon. I mean to pull the trigger on my dog, even if I was dying from a terminal illness. I mean, I wouldn't think, euthanize my dog.
And again, we talk about matters of the heart. Your heart don't, you can't. Your heart just do stuff that don't make sense sometimes. And her heart, right then and there, she was depressed. She like, I'm about to leave, and I'm taking my dog with me. And your heart don't rationalize things. Sometimes you're in that moment, and you're just thinking about that one moment right then, right there, and that's it. You know what I mean? And sometimes that's all you can think about. You be like, I'm not worried about what people gonna think about it because I'm not gonna be here. So I'm not gonna have to put up with what they thought about it. I'm just gonna like, bam. And in that moment, her matters of my heart, bam. That's what it was.
But you're right. This suicide has been bad. I'm just sure you. I mean, you in L.A. You probably hear a lot of celebrity suicides. I mean, like up and coming or people in that have retired or trying to come back.
Dr. Drew tried to stop it.
It's been a lot of like up and coming rap artists been committing suicide like crazy.
The thing is, when people feel that they failed at something. and a lot of Japanese culture, they used to like romanticize it. Like, if I failed, I'm gonna kill myself. Commit sumiko. Like, I remember the movie Shogun when that came out years ago, and these samurais, when they would fail their mission, they would stab themselves with their swords, and that was an honorable way. That's an honorable way for them to die. And so, you know, a lot of people, they adapted that into their mind. Think they said, if I failed, I'm gonna kill myself. Whether if I failed at marriage, if I failed at my career, I failed at, you know. But sometimes failure, you know, you hear a lot of millionaires say, sometimes you have to fail to learn to go to that next chapter, you know, in your
exactly.
life.
Exactly. But if you commit suicide, you don't see that next step.
Exactly.
It's important we talk about that, because you might have listened to the show one morning with one of my, this guy that claims he's my number one fan. He literally told me he was getting ready to kill himself, and I had to literally get in a mode. That's why I was telling you, I take, you know, even the I like it when the comedians and our friends call in, but this friend was, like, really serious about killing himself. And I had to get in, like, a mode, like telling him all the reasons why not to kill himself. Yeah, I'm like, think about me. Think about how me and your loved ones would take it if we heard that you killed yourself. You know, and
exactly.
For some reason, I guess I said some of the right things, because it seems like he's been in, like, an okay mood ever since that talk. You know, this was live on Blog Talk Radio, like
you and I
are talking.
People.
And
he caught me off guard. Your show's called Matters of the Heart, so it's helping somebody's heart. You know, because a lot of people's heart need fixing. You know, it's like surgery, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you got a block
in
your heart, you know. So you definitely doing good with this show. Yeah, I know we have our entertainment news and, you know, have that. But, you know, sometimes you just need to hear a voice, you know, because. A lot of people go in their shells after relationships, after jobs go wrong.
And then I tend to go ahead and share some of my downsides too, because I think people want to know, people want to hear, people really want to know how you really are doing. But at the same time,
right.
I like people to know that I do believe everything will be fine. But we all go, I'm human too, because sometimes people say, well, might think, well, I know everything can't be perfect in her life. She's going through something she is not talking about. You know, and
right.
So that's why I tell people, real, you know, I share online. I share on the show. I do my best not to bring other people in, family members, loved ones, friends, and then there are some friends.
Let them know where they can reach you at for the show.
There are some friends who tell me, you better not say anything about me online, because they don't deal with being a social network, you know. They're like, you better not say anything about me on the show, online. Don't even mention my name. So there are some people that I don't mention, because they tell me don't mention them.
Exactly.
You know?
You write a book and they'll tell you the same thing. They're going to be like, hey,
exactly,
don't put me in that
but
book.
I talk.
I'm saying.
But sometimes, hey.
Exactly. So this is my life. This is our experience. I'm writing about what I went through. See,
exactly.
I'm saying, but let the people know where they can reach you at. Like the people that listen to this show right now, before I get cut off, let them know, you know, where they can call in and listen to the archives
Well, on the profile, you can contact me. My information is on the profile. And back to what you were saying, like until my internet is back online, it's best bet not to inbox me on blogtalkradio.com. Because it goes back to also what Dean had shared with me, also the inbox at Blog Talk Radio, we tend to get a lot of internal like messages, and your message might get flooded out, and I not see it anyway. So it's important to email me at kultreshokentertainment@yahoo.com. Plus, I'm on Facebook. At my pseudonym name is Beth Nelson. I also have a fan page, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. You ought to post on that page sometimes.
Tell the people again about, you know, your email again, because you spelled it quickly. What does that spell out? Is it culture
and then,
right now?
kultreshokentertainment@yahoo.com.
It's like yourself on the Blog Talk.
Exactly. And also, I tweet Culture Shock Inc., KULTRESHOKENT. And also Beth Williams, my birth name, BTHWMS. And also those of you that love beauty and love Beth Mark Girl. Now, I have been tweeting out your Reagan Gomez's promoting her YouTube channel. And, like, I like to tweet with her and read her tweets. But the information that you had sent me, I have been sharing that on my social networking sites, Google+ and Twitter. That's something I wanted to mention to you.
I haven't gotten into that. I get on there, people say, somebody just signed you. What is Google+?
I love her pitch video also. Her pitch video is amazing. And I shared her pitch video, and I shared her with the cast video. You know that video? Yesterday I shared those two videos.
I sent you a behind the scenes, like, I'm doing an urban lit book, you know, so like,
that's the book I was mentioning, but I didn't know if you wanted me to mention it just yet.
Right.
So
It's not out just yet. Like, it should be out, like, probably, like, you know, April,
but
May,
since we're
probably
talking
to the summer.
And that's erotica,
you know,
isn't it?
No, this is an urban lit book about, you know, she lost her mother at a young age, so she got caught up into the life, you know, of stuff like that, your prostitution, stuff like that, you know, got put into foster care, orphanage, stuff like that, and then, you know, she becomes this cyber criminal, almost like an Olivia Pope, you know, stuff like that, you know, but in the underworld and stuff like that. So it's like,
Didn't you say Zane Streber Books might probably would publish it?
I might pitch it to her because I used to be on her website all the time, writing erotica on there, and her sister Charmaine edited one of my things for me one time. So, you know, I said I might definitely just to keep it family wise, because, you know, I'm thinking about also being one of the producers on her new movie she's working on too, that she has on Indiegogo.com. So I might just keep it there, you know, stuff like that. Or I might go to St. Martin's Press. I don't know. You know what I mean? But I talk about it. The closer I get to it, I'll talk about it more, you know, once I actually, you know, get a publisher to pick it up. And then, you know, and then because it's going to be an audio book. You know what I mean? You know,
oh, that's good. I need to listen to audio.
Exactly.
I need to listen to audio. Wow.
Exactly.
I'll
start sending it to your site. See, now I know how to send you stuff and whatnot. Now, you know,
I'm on YouTube.
You
I check YouTube all the time, also. So that's what I was telling him. Many of the artists that I do play on the radio and who have been guests on the show have been friends of mine on YouTube. So you all, those of you that network with me are wondering what's my YouTube channel, you can subscribe to my YouTube channel, Culture Shock Inc., KULTRESHOKENT. And those of you that love Mark, Beth Mark Girl Rep, Dean, what's your YouTube channel?
Well, my Filmmaker Dean. So they go on
Filmmaker Dean.
Exactly. You go to Filmmaker Dean, you'll definitely see. Right now, like, again, let me see where my paper at. I got, like, four web series and four movies that we're doing right now. I'll just run them off real quick. Chrysalis, film director, filmmaker Nia Malika Dixon, on YouTube. You check out Roomie Lover Friend. We're going to be starting season two. Issa Rae, she's doing that with Numa and Dennis. Brothers with No Game, it's a UK series that we got on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Brothers with No Game, about these four brothers and whatnot, and how they get along, you know, with their dating and stuff like that. The Unwritten Rules, again, definitely want to check that out. Real funny, racy, and stuff like that. Four films I'm doing, Almost Home with Reagan Gomez. We definitely still raising money trying to get that thing out. Jaya, shout out to my girl Pooja Maywall and whatnot. Film student, this is our first movie. Jelly Smoke, you know, Mark Banning, he's the one we got. Michael Ely's doing a film about bipolar and that. And the vet, Phil Rock, does that. So, you know, we don't have distribution yet, but you know, you can go on YouTube, check out some of these trailers, stuff like that, you know. But once we get distribution, you know, and you'll see them like maybe on one of these cable networks or on movie theaters or whatever, you know, that's when, you know, you'll hear about it more so. But right now, a lot of us in post production, and we're still trying to get stuff distributed and stuff like that. But you can go on YouTube and check those things out. You know, Filmmaker Dean, that's my page over there. I'm just now, like, my Indiegogo page, I'm still updating it. So, you know, we're still adding videos and the movies and web series that we're doing on that. So you probably say, well, that's not all the stuff. We still uploading stuff.
They can find you at Indiegogo at DJ Dean Russell.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's just I think I got it, like, is it Indiegogo? When you click on it, is it like Indiegogo.com/DJ Dean?
Yeah, I thought you had your last name on there too, but is it DJ Dean?
You got to go by the link though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you click the link. So when you go to the link, you know, you find it, you know, and stuff like that, and we'll just put it in the thing and whatnot. Like, just go on YouTube and you should be able to find. Like, if you go to Indiegogo, just click on my links and it'll put you there and stuff like that. My Twitter pages and the same with Twitter. I only got like. I've just started. I think I got like 20 people on there. So,
what's your Twitter handle?
If you go to Indie Film EXEC, Indie Film Exec, on Twitter, you should be able to find that. That's Indie
Film Exec. I told my Twitter handle. What's your Twitter handle?
That's why I said Indie Film Exec. It's INDIE Film FILM. EXEC. See, y'all, it's early in the morning. It's not like that.
Okay. It's Indie Film Exec. Okay, EX or just an X?
EXEC.
Okay, because I was about to say, if it's just an X, that makes people think you have Indie Film Exec for adult films, but it's an EX.
Well, I could make those, but those would be private. I'm just saying.
If it's the X about the E, that sounds like you in a dub film, but it's the E.
No, but like I said again, you know, this is like, I'll call it a hobby now until y'all see it in the theaters. Right now,
it's not no hobby.
But you got expensive hobbies. You got people with hobbies that they put a lot of money in their hobbies.
Yeah.
They collect cars.
Speaking of expensive hobbies, big shout out to Tiger, one of my favorite athletes, who played golf with the president this past weekend. And I'm speaking of Mr. Tiger Woods. Because he does listen to the show. And because he knows how much I love him. And Reg Ruffnick loves to make jokes about him. But he's in Arizona today playing golf. But Tiger played golf with the president. So a big shout out to he and the president. He said that the president just called him up and said, let's play golf. I had told my mother I figured it was a gift. I thought it was a gift from the first lady. I thought it was like a surprise gift from the first lady.
I got a comedian that sounds just like President Obama. His name is Corey Miller, and we did a little skit with him sounding like President Obama. And I'll put that on my YouTube page, and I'll send it to you.
Wow. And the comedian, improv celebrity impersonator, he Google him. His impersonation is amazing because he called into the show one morning and had me. Def Shepherd, did he not, the guy that called on Monday, the friend of the show, he sounds a lot like Tiger Woods, too. Did you hear his articulation in the way he talked?
You'd be surprised. That could be Tiger that called in one day, and he'd tell you he just was a comedian.
Def Shepherd, I mean, he sounds a lot like Tiger Woods. But, what if we're getting catfished?
You know, right? Because Def Shepherd, like, hey, Def Shepherd, he's telling y'all about that Pope, y'all. Y'all listen to that show.
Because listen, he really sounds like Tiger Woods. He does. And I meant to tell him that when he was talking about Dorner looked like LL, I almost told him, well, you sound like Tiger Woods.
Dorner did kind of look like him. I mean, like, mama said, knock you out, not kill you. What? It was a misunderstanding.
But I always, But I always tell Reg Roughneck, my friend who talks sports with me, and he likes to make jokes on Tiger Woods. I always tell him Tiger Woods is going to call in one day.
See,
Tiger Woods is going to call in one day and get you.
Hey, now. It's going to be. Yo, tell people what's the next show going to be about.
Because speaking of hobbies. Speaking of hobbies, you know, I've been taking a break on Tuesdays and Thursdays since my internet been offline, and I've been cleaning and working and working on my relocation back to Dallas. So, tomorrow will be a show. I probably will do a show on Friday morning.
Saturday or Monday, you probably do a show, right?
Saturday weekend edition will air. Last Saturday, we had a fun time with True God Immortal, rap artist, producer, community activist out of Maryland, who also hosts his shows here on blogtalkradio.com.
Right. I'll definitely be able to tune in on your Monday and weekly show.
Saturday, and weekend edition, sometimes they air on Saturdays and sometimes they air on Sundays, but more than likely, I have a schedule for Saturday evening. Look at your schedule. Isn't it scheduled for 4 o'clock? We're talking to Oscars. I hope you can call in. Oscars.
Well, the weekend is usually crazy for me, but like on your Monday and Wednesday shows, I definitely call in. And on your weekend shows, I'll probably just catch the archives. I'll definitely like listen to the archives.
But weekend show for Saturday, we're talking about the Oscars.
Oh, that's what's up. I'm saying, you got any favorites?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite?
I haven't seen her movie, but the little girl from Dying Here. From Dying Here from Louisiana, the movie about the Southern. Oh, her name is straight. What's her name? How did you say her name? Janae? What's her name?
This your story. I'm saying.
But I'm just saying, when you asking me your favorites, I'm like, what are your favorites?
I'm saying, I gotta see who's going to.
But I mean, the little girl. She's like the youngest one that's so. But I hadn't seen the movie yet, but I think that she must have played that character really well.
Because they've been showing a trailer, like, you know, everybody's loving her.
Yeah, and I've been posting it and sharing it. And I'm a big fan of Bradley Cooper's anyway, and I hadn't. But have you seen Silver Lining Playbook yet with Chris Tucker and Jennifer Lawrence and Robert De Niro? Have you seen that? The last movie I seen was a Bradley Cooper movie, but it was he and Zoe, Zadana's movie, Words. And I love that movie, Words. But that was the last movie I seen at the theater. It was a Bradley Cooper movie, but it wasn't that movie.
Well, let me just throw some stuff at you, and what you think, like, what about Zero Dark Thirty, or Lincoln, or stuff like that?
I hadn't seen them. Have you seen Lincoln?
I've seen it, like, I've seen the first 5 minutes of it twice because it was long, and I didn't really want to get into it like that. But
I want to see Lincoln. I still need to see Lincoln. I haven't sat down
and watched Lincoln, but I know that's going to. They got Argo. I've seen Argo with Ben Affleck. I've seen Argo.
And you know, Lincoln triggered Mississippi to change its law. Finally.
Wow. That's,
you know, Lincoln.
That's what's up.
I know you've seen on national news where Mississippi has finally abolished slavery.
Well, I was on a panel discussion, and we were talking about Lincoln. See, Lincoln ain't the hero that we all think he was. I mean, you know, I don't want to shatter everybody's dreams, but, you know, if you go Google, you'll find out how Lincoln really felt about stuff. You know, but we make heroes out of people. And we Photoshop history all the time to make it sound beautiful, but in reality, you know, after we get rid, stop romanticizing it, a lot of these people that we put on pedestals, we find out that, you know, but that's another conversation. I'm saying, but
what I was saying, it's been on national news, and The View talked about it. Whoopi Goldberg and them talked about it the other day that here, and it's been on local news. Mississippi finally has officially abolished slavery, and it was due to the movie. A gentleman that works at the University Medical Center had seen the movie, and then it made him research and study our own laws. And then he had seen where the slavery had not yet been Embalm is here in Mississippi, so it's finally off the roof now.
For blacks just being able to vote, that just got, you know, that's not too long ago wherein they, remember they used to have to keep voting it for and re-vote, re-upping it, giving black people the rights to vote. That they still were putting that up in the air, like, you know, they had to vote for it every so years, you know, do we still want black people to be able to vote? And that was a conversation that was going on a couple of years ago. So when we look at how far we come, you know, America as a country is still kind of young, you know.
Yeah.
Like, it's only been like 50 years, certain things, and 20 years, certain things. So we still striving as a country. We still coming together. We still getting our head around, you know, interracial marriage and, you know, and everything now, the racism and black presidents, you know. Hopefully it won't be a celebration of a black president because it'll be a normal thing years from now. You know, we're like, we won't be saying, hey, we got a black president because we had one last year. We had one before that. Well, it'll be normal to have a woman president, a person of color president, you know, LGBT president. That's out. You know, we probably had a couple of them, but they wasn't out.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Like the mayor of Houston, you know, is open lesbian, you know.
You said he is open lesbian. Wow.
I said the mayor of Houston is an open lesbian.
Oh, okay.
You know, openly gay. Openly gay. Yeah.
Right.
Openly gay lesbian. And that's a major metropolitan city.
Right. And that's what's up, you know. That's why I say, you know, I would be called a progressive because I believe in stuff like that. Like, get rid of the old thinking of a lot of stuff. You know, we in 2013 now. You know,
I'm like you. It might be near time for the show to conclude.
Right.
I really want to play some more. I hope not, because I want to play some more Dread Days. I played that little snippet of I Tie Soul.
In closing remarks, matters of the heart, y'all. You know, don't let your heart trick you. You know, like Valentine's Day did. You go back, you get lonely, and you reach out to them exes, and you have a bad day afterwards. You know, take a moment, you know, and stuff like that. Go get you something to eat. Get a drink before you make that call. I'm just saying.
But hey. I want to shout out Dread Days in case the show is getting ready to conclude in a minute, because it might be getting ready to conclude now, or I might have 15 more minutes.
Right.
But I want to shout out Dread Days. I hope I have time to play one of their songs, at least I Tell Soul. But the guys wanted me to let you all know that they have a single almost complete, and they will exclusively share it right here with us at Culture Shock Entertainment Report. So I love me some Dread Days, and they're always sending those good eerie love vibes my way, and I the same. So, you know, we've been you can tweet Dread Days also at Dread Days. You can tweet them at DreadDaze, and if you listen to the show, you all know, because I play their music like crazy, and so I just can't wait for their new music to come our way. And they said they'll soon have some new music for us. They're working on a single right now, so they're going to get it to us really quick. And any and everybody who's interested in booking them, especially down in the Deep South, I'm doing some of their booking engagements for them. So let us know so
that's
I can get you the proper information also, because they definitely need to come down here, and they want to come down here, and I know we would love them to come down here in the Deep South, in Jackson, Dallas,
Money
New Orleans,
talk.
Florida, everywhere. Yeah, and all over the world. And, you know, so the Dread Days, they're the truth. Like one of my friends say that I'm the truth. I mean, they are the truth, because they're amazing. Group and really they're like fusion reggae. You've heard their music. I know you like a neo soul, but they also like do performances at neo soul events, you know.
Right.
So they have a good rapport with the neo soul.
I'm still trying to bring R&B back, R&B and neo soul back. You know, because hip hop done took over the radio, and you know, it's like live music. It's something about live music. That's why, you know, I always loved that live music. You know, that's one thing I fell in love with neo soul, because it was live music, and the artist was just there and whatnot. Just like the go-go music scene in Washington was doing, like in the DMV area.
Yeah.
You had this live music vibe going on, you know, and, you know, you can't beat live music.
Yeah, live music, and I've always liked those, like, bands.
Exactly.
I always liked bands, too.
You know, that's why I say, you know, hey, you know, like you said, you should start host one of your events again, and you know, hey, bring some bands down, you know, and stuff like that. Like, do a screening, do a movie screening of one of them indie films down there, and have a band open up or whatever, and then you do a Q&A afterwards, you know, and you could be like, just bring your favorite band or something, you know.
Yeah. That's what's up. So. When I relocate back to Dallas, I know I'll be studying hard in school and stuff, but also looking forward and also looking for me a like a gig while I work on my business plan for my boutique salon. But definitely will be working on producing showcases, and I know that's a way to make money too. But my thing is to get for us to come together and you know get these because there's so many niche markets in Dallas also. So many from hard rock to and that's a good neo soul crowd in Dallas too. Since you're talking jazz and poetry, So you know, for us creative minds to get together and create you know showcases and mixers and all that good stuff, that would be so much fun.
Exactly. And,
you know,
well, you know, you guys out there,
and I'm looking forward to attending. I'm looking forward to attending a lot of these events also that I've always been invited to in Dallas also. You know,
well,
and also
Dean would be
coming to Dallas also.
I'll say you know Dallas is a place where I mean y'all.
But you know what? You
can
come visit Mississippi
like
too.
Governor, so. Y'all ain't making no money out in California. Come on down.
That's right. If you visit my YouTube channel, I got Governor Rick Perry all over the place. And I share some videos also of the governor of Mississippi also because, again, filmmakers, this is a place to come also to make your films. Mississippi and Louisiana have amazing incentives when it comes to filmmaking. Yeah, and cool locations.
I'm
so,
about that. You know, President Obama gave a tax break to a lot of the filmmakers too. Like you know, I'm talking about the big industry. Facebook got a big. They didn't have to pay no taxes this year either. So, you know, hey, you know, if you provide a service and stuff like that, like Facebook, social networks, stuff like that, you got a startup company like that. You know, you might get a tax break. I mean, but I had to pay this year, so you know, I'm like, income tax ain't too happy for me this year. I'm just saying. I had to pay.
And I'm glad you mentioned that because I was going to remind everybody, remember, if you haven't prepared your taxes, a lot of people I know have already taken care of their taxes. Remember, take care of your taxes. I'll be taking care of mine in probably next week or so preparing my taxes. But, yeah, you had to pay, and I'm, like, breaking even, you know, just.
See, like, when people get a job from 16, you get to earn income, you get $1,000 extra and all that. Those good old days. Now when you get the check, you're like, hey, you got to pay me money now.
But we have to take care of our responsibilities, you know, because, you know, Uncle Sam don't play. I don't know how some of you don't pay your taxes. But my CPA definitely be doing my taxes.
Listen, I'll pay mine, Uncle Sam.
Yeah, exactly. My CPA would be doing mine. Last year he advised me to do my own taxes, and I did. And it was a learning experience, but I don't want to screw up anything, you know. Exactly. And so I don't want to screw up anything, do anything wrong, because I'm, you know, I'm not going to deny it. I'm getting, trying to get finances also to help me with my schooling.
Not for your independent business people. You can write that off on
exactly.
Your taxes. You can write a room in your living room can be your office. You can write that off. Like,
exactly.
The phone, and being for the business.
Exactly. See, I'm an entrepreneur that ain't making... Exactly, and being an entrepreneur and all that stuff. See, that's why I do my best. And those of you, I mean, it's important for us. If we're in the green or in the red or not or whatever, it's important to take care of your taxes. And back to what Dean's saying, write stuff off.
Exactly. You know.
Some of us are good at keeping records. If you're like if your CPA is like my CPA, they always stress on keep up with receipts. But you know, do your best to at least keep a guesstimate, keep an estimation, or do something to keep up with your records.
I used to throw stuff out, but now I save receipts. Like if I go buy a new computer, I save it.
It seems like it's hard to do, but we eventually learn.
Exactly.
Yeah, I need to get better at it. But it's good.
Hey.
You know, you're really it's really good. Or at least always keeping your head what you've been spending. But it's important, those donations you make, and back to what you were saying, those write-offs and expenses.
And one thing about my films, if they are not non-profit 501c3s, I can't write them.
Yeah.
So that's one thing they told me. Like, look, you giving money and for these films and stuff like that, but if they're not 501c3s, non-profits, you can't write them off. So I'm like, you got to keep that in mind, you know. I'm a philanthropist as well, so I'm not just doing it just to make money and whatnot. I'm doing it to help people get their ideas and certain themed films out there, too. So, you know, I'm not always looking for feedback, monetary feedback as well, you know.
Well, you need the philanthropy into my rent fund and my relocation fund.
Anyway, I'm saying, hey, get in the door. Get your Indiegogo page up there. I'm saying you laugh
exactly.
about it, but you put your Indiegogo page up there. A lot of people say,
exactly.
You get
my rent party, my rent party page up. My rent relocation party.
And this is what they do. You say, if you help me out with this, I'll give you a signed picture of me with one of the stars. I'll give you an autograph or whatever like that.
Exactly.
You know. You say I'll Skype you, give you a 30-minute Skype conversation or whatever. You can say that I'll do you know just like I'll shout you out, you know, and stuff like that on my radio show, something like that. But that's what they do on Indiegogo, you know, like people. That,
exactly. So I think the other day I was began creating my page. So I'm serious. I think I do need to create my rent party, moving party fun page.
Exactly. You know, because
my apartment, as a student and also on my free time, I'm going to be getting myself in shape and going on auditions because I definitely want to get in shape. But Dallas,
that's what I suggest actors to do. I suggest you do it. Get you a reel together. And when I'm talking about your reel, you know, just a little video clip of everything that you did, like clips of what you've done. And then at the end of that, a presentation of you speaking at the end of it. Hi, my name is whatever, whatever. You know, I'm an actress. You know, I'm relocating here. You know, jumpstart my career. And you know, something like that. But have you a reel, you know, because we want to see what you've done before. And we want you to engage us, you know, and stuff like that, to get us excited about what you're doing now, you know, and stuff like that. It could be like a 5-minute reel, you know, just little clips of what you've already done, like, you know, just
I love Dallas, and back to what the governor, and I'm looking forward to campaigning for the governor. But I'm relocating back as a student of Olga School, as a student, and you know, my childhood dream, I was going to open a boutique salon. And so my Just Lounge and Boutique Salon is what I'm aiming to open. And, selling my designs. Yeah, but at the same time, back to what you were saying, to get back on track with my acting and for us to do our thing with independent filmmaking and producing and music and all that good stuff, you know?
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Thank you for that good advice. You know, while you got your reel together online, you working for somebody in a beautician to get your name up, work at a good place, and to build, get your station somewhere in a place, and get your name up, you know, where you got clients coming in.
Esthetician is skincare.
Well, there you go. While you're going to school, you can do your thing, you know, and hey. You know, and work, get under somebody first that's licensed, that's doing anything, got a name for themselves, and be an understudy or whatever, and then boom, and then branch out, do your thing, you know. But you don't want to just jump out in Dallas, like, you'll be just like people come down here to Hollywood thinking they're going to be famous, and then they're on the street, they be like, hey, you come to Blog Talk.
One thing about it, you know, that was a goal for like 20 years ago. Yeah, it's always been my plan. I'm like 20 years behind because one thing about it, I'm well known as a skincare makeup artist, you know. And 20 years ago, I'm like 20 years behind. I always wanted my esthetician license. It's all into dermabrasion and, you know, learning the new technology of skincare.
I know it's going to cut us off. That's why I'm talking fast. But on YouTube, get you a model or something and apply some stuff on them while you're talking. Have presentation clips on there. You know, so build up your brand like that. So, you know, and so just lead us to your YouTube page. Instead of just like the clips of what you have now, you have clips of you with someone, and you're actually applying skincare and giving talks about what's good to use and what's not good to use on your skin.
Because, you know, I'm a Mark rep, and a lot of the Mark reps, you know, I'm a Mark rep also. So a lot of the Mark reps, we do that, do tutorials and,
talk
about
on your YouTube
products.
Page. I mean,
yeah, because, you know, I have two YouTube pages, and one is my Mark YouTube page, you know, just for Mark. But a lot of the Mark reps do that. You know,
that's what's up. You know,
I haven't
because people want to engage, like people on Indiegogo say, help my music career, whatever, but they don't sing for you, or help my acting, and they don't show no trailers. I like people want to see. We want to be engaged. Like you said, you're a skincare person. Let me see what you do. Show me you applying it on your own skin, or show me you applying it on some model and stuff like that, so I can see your work. You know what I mean? And I can, okay. And if I'm doing